Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. To find y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
What about now? Oh, there you go. All right. So let's try that again. Peace and greetings, everyone. Want to say welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and welcome to the remix. It's so good to see everyone in the house tonight. Tonight is Friday night. Of course, you know, Friday, the 25th, 2012, and you're live right here in the remix. And I see everybody out there, the chat room, phone lines, everybody's filling up. Of course, you see Brother Panic here joining us in the forum this weekend. Woo, hold on. I don't know about you guys, but it's been a very busy week, a great week, no doubt, but a very, very busy week, no doubt. So it's so good to have everyone in the house. 466-522-2711 is the number to call. Brother Panic is going to be taking your questions for this evening. We'll be talking about those things that has been going on. Lots of energy going on the planet, and it has been for a while. So Brother Panic will be coming on giving some of those weekend updates. We'll be talking about that tonight. How's everybody doing? Everybody doing all right? If you want to come over and join us, because we're all over here in the chat room, you can do that as well. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, and the chat room is open. You can come on in. If you're a guest and you're listening for the very first time, all you have to do is click the sign up button right at the very bottom. Sign up, tell us who you are, and just come right on in. Now, for those of you who listened to the show last week, we talked about things to come. I did readings on things to come, got a lot of powerful feedback from you guys, not only on the show, but after the show. So many of you writing with your emails to me, letting me know how those things really just sort of impact you. As well as on Sunday night, we talked about, you know, we talked about the superpowers and also the rings of fire and how, again, to just activate those things and taking a look at your blind spot. So lots of good stuff. If you did hear that show or any of the other remix shows, all you have to do is go back and download, download, download. Want to say big ups to everyone out there who purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook. I always like to give that thanks out to you guys. That's really out there doing the work. And as well as those of you who are getting the Kim deck. The Kim deck is still going all around the world and back again. So those orders for the Kim decks are just coming in, and I'm hearing all of those amazing stories of what everyone is doing with their Kim deck and really just enjoying work with the Kim deck, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, which it is truly a divine deck. And also to let you guys know, the Kundalini class is here. It's coming up. We're going to have a class. email me. We'll talk about it throughout the show, what you need to do. This is really going to get you in line for all of those things when it comes to your business and the business of yourself. It's going to be a three-week class, this first class. It's going to be amazing. Have more great things coming. Tonight, Brother Panic is coming on. And so we're going to be talking about those occult things as they're coming in. Can you guys hear me okay, or am I coming a little choppy here? Can you guys hear me? Hear me loud and clear, nice and clear? Yes, you can hear me nice and clear. Okay, beautiful. Well, we're going to do a little bit. We're going to listen to some music here and get into that flow. And then we're going to bring the panic on because we have a lot of things to cover. So get those questions ready. I know many of you have plenty of questions for Brother Panic, your occult questions. Tonight is going to be that night that you get that information. Get in. If you want to give me information about the Kundalini Lab, you know all information goes to question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, 4blue@gmail.com. Send it over there. And we can take care of that. Send it to Question for Blue, and we can begin to talk about that as well. So, and the class, we'll talk more about that. We're going to talk more about the class, about the business class that's coming up in the Kundalini Lab. So just send that. I know you guys are coming in a little choppy. We're going to try to fix that here this evening as we get ready. But we're going to play a little bit of music here from Donna Summers. As you guys know, she did make her transition. We talked about that on Sunday night. Brother Panic is also going to be talking about Donna Summers tonight, the solar flares, and just really, really covering some weekend updates. There's so much going on out there. So let's get ready. Get into the share. Welcome, Brother Panic. We're going to play a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to be back and start taking those questions very soon.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, here we go. So now, guys, get up and move around a little. We're going to do this little dance here and just get ourselves in the position to get ready to share. And also know that if you want to reach out to Brother Panic, and we'll be giving this out for herb packs and all of those great occult things, you can always email him at panicpack@hotmail.com. So let's get ready to dance. Let's get into the remix. And do what we do.
Let's dance. Let's dance for love. Yes, it's my last chance for romance to Thank you.
All right, everyone. Ashe to Don Summers, and that was Last Dance. We're going to go ahead and bring on Brother Panic. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Panic.
Peace. What's up, Blue? Can you hear me?
We certainly can. What's good? Good to have you in the forum.
Good to be back in the forum. And shouting out to the Remix family, those who are here and those who are abroad. Long time no see, as you know. I just moved to a new location. So all you herb packers, waiting for your herb packs, have no fear. Brother Panic is here. He's going to be doing mailing and so on and so forth, catching up, getting up to speed. It was a hell of a human experience. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have no jokes for y'all niggas tonight. All I got is science because, goddamn it. God damn it, ain't nothing happy on the human front these days with this moving shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you niggas right now, first and foremost, the first order of business before we get down to the scientifics of the scientifical is kittens. See, before we got the new house, we had to do a short stay before this house was ready. And a short stay is ugly alone. Short stay hotel. They don't even have those in New York. But a short stay with motherfucking seven cats, that shit right there is a holocaust. Let me tell you, that shit is a holocaust. And believe me, because you folks said you wanted these kittens, because believe you me, I would have just left the motherfuckers in the woods. They would have had to fend for themselves, eat off berries. Oh. And bark. They would have, I'm sorry, the cats and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure there's something in them that would have kicked in. You know what I'm saying? They'd have been better on the streets of Atlanta than I would. You get what I'm saying? So, but everybody promised some kids, some cats. But yet the motherfuckers are still in my goddamn basement. You know what I'm saying? Two people, so I'm holding on to the kittens trying to do it for the babies. I'm trying to save the children. You get what I'm saying? Kittens for the children. Now the motherfuckers is in my basement and we cleaning up shit constantly. So let me be clear on this. There are three kittens left. There were five. Two people came to pick them up. We're not holding them past the weekend. So if you are interested in the Atlanta area to get a cat, more than, you know, two people came and got them, and we appreciate that. Thank you for the folks who came through. You know, both sisters. There's three more. If you want a kitten, now's the time to get one. They will not be here past Sunday. So email now in the Atlanta area. If you're in Florida, believe you me, because people have emailed, can you FedEx them out? That's a negative. I'm still fucking backed up sending out herb packs. So I'm not sending out kittens. I'm sending out herb packs. So if you're in the Atlanta area, come on, get you a cat. You get what I'm saying? If you want one. They're here. They're actually adorable kittens and, you know, and so on and so forth as far as kittens go. But I won't have them past Sunday. So if you're interested, act now. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
All right. It's interesting you bring up classes because I might as well bring it up now. I was thinking about doing some classes myself. People have urged me.
Right.
So what I need to do is see if there's any interest. And I was looking for people in the Atlanta area. I'll bring this up later on in the show when more people log on. But we're going to put together a class on basic magic principles and how-tos and so on and so forth. A lot of methodology. If you're interested in something like that, email me at panicpack@hotmail.com, and I'll go ahead and put together a little curriculum of some sort. You know, we'll probably do 4 to 5 weeks of something. If you're out, I'll probably set up a chat room, webcam, and so on and so forth. Like I said, I'll react to that in reaction to the emails I get. So if you're interested in doing one of these classes, I don't want people who are already experts. I'm looking for people who are trying to get starting to get into this, understanding magical concepts, and want to know how to be active in it. One thing, too, before we get into the I'm gonna get into a little information that's happening now. Then we're gonna go into Q&A today. One thing I used to say, which I was revealed, that I used to say that it was okay to mix your statues together. If you got an altar and so on and so forth. Let me update that. It is no longer okay to do that shit. Now, if you're in your little college dorm and you have one little altar, it's still okay. But if you have a house with space, do not stick them all in one room for the sake of having one room. So in other words, the Hindu pantheon versus the Egyptian pantheon, you're going to have to give them their own space. I need you to understand that. You're going to have to give them your own space. If you're in your college dorm and that's all you can do, then that's all you can do, or with a roommate, that's all you can do. But if you're in a place that's conducive to spreading out, then you're going to have to spread it out. A lot of people like to put it in one room, a door that they can close when their Christian family comes over. But if you're going to deal with it, you can't deal with it. Remember, the Egyptians talked about how a statue is basically bringing the heavens to earth. And all you're talking about when you're talking about the heavens is you're talking about energy. So when you have a complete pantheon, you're talking about, or a complete system, Kemetic versus, let's say, the Hindu system or the fairy kingdom. What you're talking about is a complete energy system. And if you use one energy system, mix it with another energy system, it causes conflict. This is explained to humans in mythology as war. It is not an actual war, but it is energy clashing. In the last house, see, when I was in Brooklyn, I had all my little statues mixed together, and this was fine. But when I moved to Atlanta, which I had more space, I picked up where I left off. And I was having a lot of problems in that house getting the free-flowing energy because my statues were mixed. In other words, the energies were clashing. You get what I'm saying? This because I had a new space, bigger space, and me not reacting to that space, only picking up on where I left off, there was a clash of energy. So now, once I got to this house, I was starting to do the same thing. The spirit came and said, you can't mix those. And so I immediately separated them, ancestor wall, Hindu wall, fairy wall, Kemetic wall, that dark side wall, that Zen wall, and so on and so forth. I'm still putting them in their areas. So I've said in the past, just go for yours. But in this particular time, these energies are now coming online, and they have to be organized within you because they're starting to activate. So that chaos thing, it ain't going to fly. So you may want to contemplate that and see what's going on in your house. Understood? All right. Let's keep going. Ms. Blue, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, but I think my mic is kind of breaking up.
Okay, you're now. Okay.
I was just trying.
Okay.
I'm still here, right here.
All right. So we're going to get into something. Just make sure Ms. Blue is there. We're going to get into some stuff right now before we go into the Q&A, and I feel like answering a lot of questions tonight. What happened on May 20th, 2012? Last May 20th, there was a lineup, one of the very most very important lineup that the Mayans had predicted, and it was the Earth, Moon, Sun lined up with Pleiades, lined up with the Pleiades star system. The Pleiades star system is the energy that represents your spiritual power, let's just say, or your spiritual rise to power. One of the most important things in this time that can happen, a big time lineup. And this lineup represents also a lineup that happened in your pineal gland. All of those X-Men powers, all of that Kemetic power, all of that how did niggas fly, how did niggas go into other dimensions, that knowledge is active right now. with this lineup, Earth, Moon, Sun, and Pallades. Let me give you, let me just read a little bit of information on that. On May 20th, 2012, for the first time in 26,000 years, the Sun, Moon, and the constellation responsible for our spiritual evolution and ascension, the mystic Pallades, will align in a spectacular full and angular solar eclipse with a rare solar eclipse alignment will happen between the Earth Sun and our central Sun, the central Sun of Pallades. It's called Alcyone, A-L-C-Y-O-N-E, in the Pallades constellation. Now, I've done work on the Pallades star system, and I'm going to give you some books as well. The Pallades star system is another ancient star system, not as ancient as Ceres, which is the origin of it all. But Pallades, when I did the work, I got was when you, for spiritual knowledge, for spiritual transformation, souls would go into the Pallades star system. What I got was that me, myself, learned everything that I've learned in the Pallades star system. Me, this was a personal thing I was doing. This happened, and I've told this story before, but let's keep it in context. I do not like jazz music. I understand the power. I know what it is. I know it represents chaos. I can break it down all day and break down the importance just as good as anyone. But when I'm sitting at home, I do not turn on jazz. This I found out is because in my last life, I was involved with jazz. And I've told that story before.
Okay.
So
yes.
This life, I'm not into jazz. Now, I was getting channels from the jazz musicians. So we're talking about the jazz greats, Duke, Ella, Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, and so on and so forth. Now, again, I wasn't into the music, but I was told to download a shitload of music. So this happened in 2009, maybe 2000. No, this is 2000. This happened in 2008. Downloaded this music, and for me, this shit is depressing. As I'm listening to this in my iPod walking around New York, every fucking event seemed like the soundtrack. I was listening to the soundtrack of every funky event that you can think of in New York. And by the next day, after a day of listening to this, I'm in meditation, and as I'm listening to a song, someone kissed me on the lips. I woke up to see who that fuck that was. It was Ella Fitzgerald. Then I remembered, I said, oh, shit. Me and her have the same birthday, so on and so forth. Then I knew it was Ella who brought me this. Got with Ella. She came with Lou. And then I searched some shit for Ella in the Pallades. Prior to that, there was some. I was with a girl when we did the tantric thing. I used to evoke the goddesses through her. So of course I got Ella through her as we're fucking. When Ella came through, Ella was telling me to call her hummingbird. Now, I didn't know what the fuck that was. I just thought maybe I knew her in another life. So as I kept studying, I came across something called the language of the birds. You won't find much on this, but you can get a book by William Henry talking about the language of the birds. What the language of the birds is it is those who break down the etymology of words. For instance, like the word amor, if you spell it backwards, it's Roma or Rome. So Rome is so to break that down, the understanding is Rome is the opposite of love. You get what I'm saying? And you go on and on for days, and we've done it here on the remix where you're breaking down Soot, Set, Saturn, and all the rest of that. Those are the languages, that's the actual language of the birds, and the priests of old used that language to understand the origin of energy and the words, through words, I should say. This is the language of the birds. This language of the birds started on Pallades. So now I have Ella connected to Pallades when she
right.
told me to call her hummingbird. It's also called the green language in the language of Tahuti. So now when I look up the Pallades star system, there's a planet called Era, E-R-R-A, which is very close to Ella.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that, and it is in the Taurus, it's in the Taurus constellation. Me and Ella are both Tauruses on the same birthday. Now, there were three other things that lined the fuck up before I really got to talk to Ella. So what they talk about is the Native American or the bird tribes are from Pallades. So all the Native Americans are from Pallades, and they came down to protect the earth. A book you could get, Return of the Bird Tribes by Ken Carey, K-E-N, last name is C-A-R-E-Y. And excellent book on the bird tribes and Pallades. Now, for the Egyptian connection, what you want to get is Daily Life of the Egyptian Gods, Demetrius Meeks and Christine Flavored Meeks. They talk about they go into detail about the bird connection. I don't think they go into Ceres, but just the science of that, which is more connected to this bird people. Now, a little bit later, I got in contact with Ella around this same era, and she confirmed all of that. She showed me and her and Lou. Louis Armstrong is one entity. At the time, I didn't know they made an album together. It's one entity who came together. She said she starts, her voice starts hurricanes off the Pacific coast. She showed me a Vesica Pisces gateway with lights, with colors that wasn't from this world, so on and so forth, and blah, blah, blah. Now, there's also a book called The Palladian Agenda, The New Cosmology for the Age of Light, by Barbara Han Clough. It's also called The Palladian Workbook, Awakening Your Divine Ka, by Amora Kuan Yin, and The Palladian Tantric Workbook, Awakening Your Divine Ba, by Amora Kuan Yin. These are all good books you can get on Pallades. Now, the scuttlebutt on Pallades versus Ceres, you'll find in a lot of old books. And this is all not true, but what it was, when black folks started claiming they were from Ceres based upon their comedic connection, white folks started claiming, well, we're from Pallades then. And then you'll find a lot of books and mythologies about these evil Syrians that came to enslave you, where you still get these reptilian where you still get that reptilian invented shit today. First and foremost, let's start where the reptilian things are from. Bobby Hemmett broke this down. He said, when you started hearing about the evil Anunnaki and a reptilian is from one source, Zachariah Sitchin, and he was paid to make those books, paid to write that. And after that, we ran wild with this reptilian and Anunnaki story. But the Anunnaki is us. The reptilian energy is us. This means the primal people with the control of the Kundalini force. Now, so you'll hear in these stories that they came to do good and redeem the earth, while we came to steal the Syrians came to steal the resources. They were freely saying it because anybody who did know connected it to black folks. But most of the world didn't know, so it was another way to say black folks is evil based upon their psychological fear of us. You get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, white folks, well, most of what we call the everyday white folks were created here. There are ancient ones who come to look like white people. If you need an example, we could just say George Carlin, for example. You know that you know his origin is not a cave dweller. He brought more. If he could, even if he was that, and he was able to raise the frequency through what he did, this white boy George Carlin, then that goes to show you evolution can happen. Again, as I pointed out before, our evolutionary path is not wrapped up in their evolutionary path in as much detail. Just only thing is we share the same planet. So you would hear these stories about when they would go into the Palladian stories, these old stories supposedly from Atlantis, a lot of them that have been debunked based upon all the mythology that was decoded in Egypt of late. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of these older books have been debunked as these aliens came down and did this, that, the other. The aliens are nothing but us, and we came through the womb, which is nothing but a starship, the mothership. You get what I'm saying? So you would hear they would say there's a galactic federation, and basically it is a federation of stars where you also see this is in Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek, where he talks about there's the federation, but it's an Earth federation. Well, that is based upon him studying the old science. You get what I'm saying? All of these Zachariah Sitchins and all the rest of these guys of old, a lot of them that was paid, Blavatsky, a lot of them that were paid to put out a certain information or keep the information in a certain context or in a certain way so those that ran the planet still can continue to run the planet. Because at the end of the day, you can end it all by saying, well, it's all black folks. That would fuck up anybody's day. So they have to draw a line in the sand. You get what I'm saying? There are evil reptilians, evil Anunnaki, and Syrians who want to enslave you, but then there's a good set of people. You get what I'm saying? That's just their same war nature. You get what I'm saying? When I'm sure these things have happened once we have lowered ourselves into this form. But they, of course, were supposed to happen, and the agendas are different. You get what I'm saying? At the end of the day, they're all supposed to come together, and we're going to get into how they're coming together now.
Mm-hmm.
So she talks about Earth, it wasn't or isn't, based upon its war, ready to join this cosmic federation. But the 2012 and the return of the gods and everything that we have been doing here, a lot of which has been happening also in the remix, a lot of the information that we've done and dealing with, and so on and so forth, is the return of the gods. And it's really the return of the information. We've always been here as gods, you get what I'm saying? But we need gasoline in the car. A Cadillac without no gas and no battery is just some shit that's sitting in your lawn in the way. You get what I'm saying? So we have to activate these things, and that's what's been doing. And that is the return of the gods. So we are here and we are back. You get what I'm saying? We are what you're talking about. In fact, there's a white witch who's very Gelber something in Australia. She used to do tapes, and she did tapes with a whole bunch of other white women. Bobby called me once for a challenge, said, see if you can contact this particular white woman. I said, oh, I'll get her ass. Watch this. Soon as I got her ass, she said she had no idea all the gods she was worshiping, Osiris, Shiva, Hathor, you name it. She went through the whole list. Was a bunch of slack-ass niggas from America. So she had no idea. I said, you goddamn right. We're the true secret society. You get what I'm saying? Y'all worry about them. We the original secret society. If anybody in the world is looking at America or Americans, black Americans, as the savior of the cosmos, you get what I'm saying? It's hard for me to believe sometimes. You get what I'm saying? I'm in a hotel with seven cats for a week. You get what I'm saying? So it's hard for me to believe sometimes. You get what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But we are. And she said she had no idea what she was praying to has always been here in America. She could have just got on a plane and went to a goddamn 50 Cent concert. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. So we are the gods returned. And anything that's happening cosmically, which we'll get into, is happening internally. And these things are predicted, but just because they're predicted does not mean you get to sit on your ass. It means you do the work to fulfill the predictions. So that's what's happening here. You get what I'm saying? Fuck you think a herb pack was all about, because I like to listen to y'all niggas email me all day and tell me a whole bunch of grief. No, that shit is it. I do that more for, there's people who tell me such sad stories I can't stand. I still wind up sending to them when I really know it's a headache coming, because it's more worth them having something to work with their pineal, especially in this time now, we'll get into it. It's more worth them having something than them not. Because at the end of the day, no matter what they did to me personally, I'm not taking it personal. Because right. this shit is about raising up our energy again. So I need you to have an herb pack. I need you to have these things, because I need you to be where you need to be. So, because as this shit is going down, we got a whole bunch of other dead niggas that need to, that deserve a rise. But it's up right. to the conscious. What is consciousness? That's what we need to say. Consciousness means you know something is rotten in the cotton. It doesn't make you smart automatically. It doesn't right. make you right. a god. It doesn't make you more advanced. It just means you know that something ain't right. Your head is just sticking out the pod in the matrix. You still need to fulfill it with work and information to transform what it is that spark that's in you. You need to create a roaring fire. So just, we got this ain't enough. Why do you think right. I go hard with just naming yourself shit? Is not going to get it. You get what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you this, and this is the realest I can get. The ancient gods that I really met that are real and have done this are few, and I can name them on my hands. The gods now, most, I'm talking about gods in progress. God, calling yourself a god or a goddess is a level of thought, really. We go beyond that thought. Thinking you're a god is step one. That's only like in your self-help class, the little engine that could. I think I can. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You still
right.
got to make it up that hill. You get what I'm saying? So all the readings, herb packs, spiritual baths, all the book recommendations, any idea that comes to your mind, is you need to fulfill it. You need to believe in yourself enough. You need to be confident in yourself enough to put the energy into yourself to do what it is you need to do, to, no matter how insane it is. In fact, insanity is the order of the day when you're dealing with this kind of shit. You're
right.
trying to do something that was never done before. They showed you that shit in the Matrix. Why will it work? Because it was, he said, this, Neo, has never been done before. And Neo said, that's exactly why it's going to work. So,
right.
when, and I know this is, I know you, I know I need to say this because I still get emails, panic, should I do this? I
yeah.
need to get emails saying, panic, when I did this, this happened. No matter how
right.
crazy it was, no matter how, remember, you are trying to go for something that is unworldly. So it's everything you should do, you should be looking for something that's weird. If you're looking for something that's normal, you only did some normal shit. So all of that goddamn self-help, laws of attraction, and secret, if you're vibrating on how to pay rent and all the rest of that kind of jazz, then you're only doing what other people do. You just one up on somebody who just goes to work every day. You just one up on that. Ultimately, that's a great exercise, but it should be only an exercise in you trying to attract something that's otherworldly. You do this through the pineal gland, the end. You do it through the
yep.
pineal gland. Your
yep.
whole entire body is sending and receiving. Make no mistakes. Your chakras, pressure points, are all energy points that receive a lot of emotional response, a lot of emotion. Your true communication seat of your soul is your pineal gland. And that lineup is lined up for your spiritual ascension.
Yes.
And it comes in at the same constellation as Gemini. Gemini
yep.
were the two twins. They
yep.
weren't just two men. That's later on European homosexuality. It was a man and a woman representing the two snakes or the two kundalini forces, yin-yang.
Mm-hmm.
So this lineup in Gemini is a whole kundalini story, my people. So we need to understand where we at in the game with this. We're going to get to Donna Summer in the upcoming summer solstice. I hope you niggas is ready. I hope you niggas is ready. I hope y'all ready. You know what I'm saying? We are in a Kundalini explosion. Let me say this, if I never said this before. Erpac, now more than ever. You, to experience this thing, your pineal must be activated. If you too lazy, if you were sitting on a fence, if you think you ain't got right, you better come get an herb pack now. A shortcut. You better. If you sitting around talking about, well, I'm just dabbling a little bit, get the fuck off the air. Get the fuck out the room. This time is the most exciting. This is the most exciting time to be a human. For really, real it is. That's like when you're a virgin and you first see that bra come off. And then the panties slip down, and you know you're going past sucking the titties. You know you're about to go past it. It is the most exciting time to be alive, goddammit. Know what I'm saying? Like kid and play house party. Know what I'm saying? It ain't going to hurt nobody. You know what I'm saying? This shit is going down. You get what I'm saying? So you need to get on the ball, goddammit. Get on the ball. You feel what I'm saying? Now, getting back to the Palladian thing, the idea is they say Earth. See, people say, well, is Earth going to be destroyed? Oh, poor Earth, all the trees. You got to remember, Earth is entrapped in matter, just like you. There's an energy in the tree. There's an energy in the raccoon. There's an energy in the goddamn flea. There's an energy in the goddamn shish kebab. That energy seeks to be free. It seeks to know something greater, just like you. Just like you.
Right.
So the Earth wants to redeem itself just like you do. You can't fight for the Earth and be here talking about you want to know. The people who are happy here in the Garden of Eden or bliss, ignorance is bliss. So to see this Earth as this oyster that you could just crack, you know what I'm saying? If you make a great rap tune, get a great promotion, get your masters. That's people who are dealing with the level of ignorant bliss. The ones who want to know are here. You would not be here otherwise. If you want to know, you best believe a rock wants to know. A tree wants to know. The herb plant wants to know. You get what I'm saying? Everyone wants to know. And what they want to know is something that is beyond this. And we are in the time of this thing being redeemed. You get what I'm saying? We are the tools that redeem it all. You get what I'm saying? When I first started to learn to talk to trees, I did that shit in Central Park. Some of the most oppressed trees in the nation. You want to talk to some disgruntled trees? You need to take your ass to Central Park. Everything in that motherfucker is pissed. The ducks, the ponds, pissed. You know what I'm saying? I lit a cigar, and the trees started saying, oh, guess what, nigga? You know what I'm saying? We waiting on y'all. He said, we can't even. They said, look. They said we move based upon our tree roots, and they showed that shit in the movie Avatar. He said the tree roots are internet or a network. Central Park is cut around concrete. They said we have been stuck here since this motherfucker was built. You get what I'm saying? They said we can do things through the air and communicate with other trees, but primarily they're deeply rooted, so on and so forth. But being in the city, now, even that wouldn't be a bad idea, but being in a city with so much, you know how much fake motherfuckers hit that? See, if you've never been to Central Park, motherfuckers go to Central Park to justify a park in the city. It's not like it's a park that you appreciate. It's a park that you egotistically go to, if you ever been.
Yes,
I mean, it's
it
real, like Upper West Side, you go to Upper West Side, people play with their kids in Central Park. Just to say they played with their kids in Central Park. It's not really an enjoyment of the park. I sat on the great lawn at Central Park just to sit on the lawn, just to say it's something I did today. And that's real prevalent, and you can feel that in that park. It's not like it's something you enjoy. It's something that you factor in to justify your city life kind of thing. And that's real big. That's not even like a mediocre observation. Even if you wasn't conscious, you would know that, you would get that feeling. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's more of a pride thing. It's more of a pride thing, which means it's not even in. It's not even a park that's appreciated for it being a park. The most disgruntled trees I've ever had the pleasure of conversating with. You get what I'm saying? So, in other words, they want to go too. You get what I'm saying? So you're arrogant when you think, well, I want to be here and I hope Earth lives because I want to save the trees. No, you want to redeem this place to free the trees. There are energy and a life form that is trapped here too. So we need to really evaluate what we've been calling our smart and our intelligence and see what it's based on. Because a lot of what people are coming at me with or coming with is still based upon the mind control that they've been taught in the first place. You get what I'm saying? So now they become conscious mind control victims. You get what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Saving the animals. Well, that's what humans do. If you're doing something conscious, you're saving them in a different way. You're trying to bring them up out of this reality. You get what I'm saying? Into a new reality, just like you are. That's why you're conscious in the first place. So now they say that once the gods return, Earth gets redeemed and joins this galactic federation to now spin around the Sirius sun, in other words. So basically, all of that's happening. All of that's opening up. So and this was a big event when Earth, the moon, and the sun lined up. It creates a gateway. This also happened in your pineal gland. In your pineal gland. You can experience this now. If this is not happening to you, smoke your herb pack or get you one. PANICPACK at hotmail.com. Get you one now. Again, we in a new house, and I'm going to get them out fast because now what's going on, I need motherfuckers to be strong because we're going to get into the Venus transit, which is coming as well. Reading you more on this. Pallades was clearly revered by the Mayans who in this area of Chichen Itza knew that the sun casts a snake-like shadow on the side of the north stairway of Kukulkan, the Kukulkan pyramid during the spring equinox. Now, you can see this on Netflix. Just look up some Mayan shit. They'll show you this pyramid, and when it's done in an angle, you see a snake in a shadow rise to the top. That's not Kundalini. They're talking about that. And it comes up a stairway. Some scholars have calculated about 60 days after the shadow's appearance, when the sun reaches the zenith over the pyramid, on midday, May 20th to the 23rd, there's another direct alignment with Pallades. So this May 20th, we had a big alignment because the sun and moon also lined up.
Yes.
That's the pituitary and the hypothalamus, along with the pineal. This is happening, folks. This Pallades-sun alignment may have a direct connection with Quetzalcoatl, the feather serpent that came to bring greater wisdom to the planet. That represents, see, he's the feather serpent. Remember, the bird tribes come from where? Pallades. You get what I'm saying? So the feather wisdom or the feather serpent comes from Pallades. And I said, this constellation is responsible for our spiritual evolution and ascension.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a guy that's going to come down with wings. They're talking about energy. So the return of Quetzalcoatl just happened.
Yes.
Just happened. It's happening. These things are happening. We have access to them now. But if you don't know, you're going to be ignorant to it. That's what this shit is all about. Come on. You should have been smoking that pack and talking to Quetzalcoatl by now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Should have been doing it. It's the feather serpent that came to bring greater wisdom to the planet. So he comes in phases. He was here, the Mayans had him, and then he returns. The return of Quetzalcoatl. You get what I'm saying? That's happening now. That's happening in this phase now. That just was the gateway of the moon sun just opened up in Pallades. He sits in your pineal if you can access him.
Mm-hmm.
The ancient Egyptians also singled out Pallades as a female goddess. Probably the most recognized is Neith, the divine mother, or Hathor,
yes,
who took the form of a cow who carried the seeds of life. seeds of light. They're talking about your spiritual ascension, and I'm going to show you what this feminine energy that they're talking about is none other than the queen of disco, Donna Summer. Now that we're going to get this on. Pyramidologists working in Egypt in the last 12 years have found pyramid texts that suggest the Egyptians revered Pallades as a higher divine star system, especially Al-Salon, the brightest star. So basically, they understood this as, because you would say, this is big. Because remember I told you all those old books, they tried to give you Egyptians as just Syrians,
right,
and these white folks as Palladians.
Right.
But here you have it. They're telling you the Egyptians revered Pallades as a higher divine star system. So that means the Egyptians also dealt with the Pallades energy. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
The Orishas also deal with the Palladian energy, and the Hindu system also deals with the Palladian energies too. The seven stars are half star. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
This shit is connecting if you get it. You get what I'm saying? We're going to tell you why Donna Summer had to go too. The Palladians are a well-known site in the Northern Hemisphere in the winter, in the Southern Hemisphere in the summer. They have been known since ancient times and culture around the world. Early Dakota story speaks of the ancestors as being the Palladians. So the Native Americans see the ancestors as the Palladian system. Now, I would have said I was from Ceres, which I am, which we all, that is the origin. But I found out in 2008, all my studying happened to be on Palladians. I got a reading before I was even conscious by a badass Baba Lyle, who went to Nigeria to get done. And he said, someone asked you to come here. You was in a different place. Someone asked you to come here from your place. You didn't want to be here. I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? When I came conscious and was able to do it myself, I found out it was Bobby who asked me to come to Earth to do whatever it is y'all want to define me as doing. And it was from Palladies. I was chilling on Palladies because evidently that's where the party and the study was at. Get what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, all
right.
This shit is coming back. Even Palladies is coming back under Sirius. The Hopis call Palladians the Chohukan, meaning those who cling together. They are considered themselves direct descendants of the Palladians. Navajos name the Palladies the sparkling sun, the home of the black god. It's the home of the black god. We could take it someplace else. Nyarlathotep, give what I'm saying, is also the pineal gland. I break all this down in my book. He is also known as the black god. Give what I'm saying, dressed in yellow, the black one. You get what I'm saying? We can go on for days. They're talking about your pineal gland. They're talking about the wisdom of your pineal gland lining back up. Brother Phil also always been talking about how we get light code information. And it has to line up for us to get that light code. If you're ignorant to it, then you'll still be in church. You get what I'm saying? If you're aware of it and make yourself a vessel of it, then you're going to be doing some evolutionary shit on the next level. You get what I'm saying? That's what we're here to do. That's what we all here to do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me. This is our work. You get what I'm saying? So we need to be doing, this is the work we need to do. You know what I'm saying? This is the home of the black god. The Iroquois pray to them for happiness. The Cree claim to have come to earth from the stars in spirit form first and then became flesh and blood. So again, there's no alien ships. There's no reptilians. That's how we get here. We project our energy and then become flesh and blood through a womb. You get what I'm saying? And I know this to be absolutely true based upon channel and real and doing that work and seeing, I didn't just show up here with my fucking dick in my hand. I came here, seen what it was, and my decision after I was asked, as I pointed out, my decision was to come in. My spirit was here for a while, and then finally incarnated the few times that I did. Some Native Americans believe that all tribes in North America came from Palladies. That they are special descendants and have a given the task by Palladians to keep the earth safe. So now we need to, we understand that this Pallades alignment lines your pineal gland up with, let me get some water. Lines your pineal gland up with that old Palladian evolutionary energy. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That is a, I don't know if I'm saying it where you're excited enough, but let me just say it straight out. That's a big fucking deal here. You get what I'm saying? It's a
right.
big fucking deal. So we also need to know there will be another alignment June 4th.
Yep.
June 4th. That would be the second one. You get what I'm saying? That completes it. Now, I don't know how many of you know what Venus in transit is, but what it is, and it happens, and I'm going to break down the dates. In the sky, you're able to see Venus cross the sun.
Yep.
Venus cross the sun. This will also happen on June 6th until, I think, 8th or 9th. So Venus will also be in transit after that. Let me see. Venus will do something she hasn't done in 120 years. She's
yep.
going to cross the face of the sun. This is
yep.
called occultation.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen it called an eclipse on some websites, but this is not true. It's too small to block out the sun. It looks like a tiny white dot crossing the sun. Venus is the size of a head of a pin. The size of Venus crossing the sun dot does not take away from the importance of this event. Okay. Let me see. Okay. The important Venus transits comes in pairs. They come in pairs. Approximately every 121 years and then 8 years apart. The
yeah.
last time Venus was in transit was in 2004. When I tell you this, I've seen consciousness absolutely, positively, hands
yes.
down, come
yes.
online in 2004.
Yeah, that's true.
2004
yes.
is when Brother Shabazz started doing I Open the Productions again. That's when fucking the whole entire UK woke up off of I Open the Productions. You can ask my man Darren, who brung Bobby. He wants to bring me, brung Aline. He brung every... When I sat down with him, he said, all the shit is going on is nice right now. But he
yes.
said, we woke up in London off of I Open the Productions in 2004. We need to give this brother Shabazz a bunch of props because the system that was dead, he brung the shit back. Him, and then we can't forget the brother Sardinetta in Harlem who did the same thing. They brung the lecture circuit back in 2004. Half that shit that you see
mm-hmm.
on YouTube, which brung your monkey ass here today, is based upon what was happening in 2004 till now. That's the first time Venus went in transit. Me, I was dabbling, dealing with metaphysics. I first became full-blown, greedy, hard, everyday conscious in 2004 when Venus went in transit. So in
yes.
this 2012, please believe what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. See, when we go in transit now, and I'm a breakdown. Transit is about communication, and now we at the last era of communication, and the goddamn pineal opened up with Pallades. Let me continue so you just really get what I'm talking about. You get what I'm saying? So you really get what I'm talking about. Sequences of this transit vary 121 such and such years apart, sometimes 243 years apart. They occur around the end of May, beginning of June. Gemini, and then in November or the beginning of December, Sagittarius. The first of the current pair will be on June 8, 2004, in 17 Gemini 53, the sign of communication. 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 I told you that we went out of Pisces into the age of Aquarius.
Yeah.
The age of Pisces is the age of belief. The age of Aquarius is the age of knowing or knowledge. What you got, through communication, through the VHS tape, through these lecture circuits, through Blog Talk and MySpace and Blog Talk that came up. All that came up in 2004, 2005.
Yeah.
That's when the network started coming online with conscious people. After Venus went into transit, niggas. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
This happened. This was the sign. That's when our communications came online. That's when you knew what the fuck, what the brother panic or what the fuck, what was the Mrs. Blue? 2004, 5, 6. That's when it started building up, y'all. Come on now. Yeah, this is happening. It's happening now. Don't miss it. Goofing the fuck off. You get what I'm saying? Don't miss it. The first of the current pair will be June 8, 2004. Blah, blah, blah. The fact that it's in Gemini is an important note, and will be explained further on. The sequence is complete June 6, 2012, also in Gemini at 15 Gemini 44. Only the East Coast and U.S. will be able to see the transit. The transit will also be visible for Europe, Africa, Asia. Next Venus occultation is a pair on June 5th. 2012. So June 5th is when it's coming. June 5th is here. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Next week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Starting around 2209 UTC, ends June 6th. It will be visible in North America, Pacific, Australia, air. So now, to put this in context, let's go through some historical events.
Yes.
One pair of transits occurred in, because remember, they come in two. In 1519 and 1526. At that time, Magellan started to sail and proved that the world wasn't flat. This was the first step into a new world view. We live on a globe, not a flat world that drops off into heaven or hell, depending on your beliefs or fears. So that's number one in communication. Now that the world isn't flat and it's global, it was step one for them, really, in communication. For us,
right.
It didn't have to happen. We were somewhere else. It didn't have to happen for us. This was happening for them in their evolution. The next transits were December 16, 1931, and December 16, 1939. During this time, the National Mail Service was started in Denmark and Sweden. This enabled communication over long distances. This transit was in Sagittarius, which rules long distances. At the time, 1639 transit was the first printing press was set up in America in Cambridge, Mass, which faster communication, the global village had started. Again, communication. That seems to be the word of the day. The transits of June 1761 and June 1769 caused another first. There was an effort by astronomers around the world to observe and share the information. This kind of cooperation has never been done by any group, scientific or not, on a global scale before Venus and all other relationships. And Gemini is information. See, it's the cause of the change in the way we communicate with each other throughout the world. She started what they call the world brain, as it has been called.
Yes.
It seems to be inappropriate that Uranus planet, the higher mind, was discovered in 1781, just 20 years after the start of the transit of Venus. So, with the next group starting in 1874, we had the telephone, communications, again. And it's patented 2 years later. The explosion of information really started, newspapers, telephones, the telegraph, eventually radio, and now the internet. Each transit has brought a new explorations in the world, especially in communication, because the transit often occurs in Gemini, the sign of communication. It has brought humanity closer together, and they speculate what will the transit of 2004 to 2012 bring? No more. Those last transits I just explained was for humanity in the world, and most people that benefited was white folk. You get what I'm saying? 2004 was our transit. That was the communication of conscious information on a planetary basis that which led to MySpace, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, and why we are sitting here today. 2012, what I'm telling you is cosmic communication to the all. We are done with it, goddammit. We are here. Get your pineal in shape. Get what I'm saying? Get your patty pack and be somebody. Stop sitting around waiting for a phone call. It's here now. Phone home, E.T. Phone home. Better, you know what I'm saying? Email while the phone lines are still open. Email while the phone lines. You got people ready to take your calls. You know what I'm saying? You might get a tote bag if you fuck around call early. But 2012, it's going to be a cosmic communication. We already had a network communication. We are connected. Our minds are connected through one understanding, one information, one remix family, so on and so forth. Red Pill, Blue Pill family, Brother Phil family, Bobby Hemmings family, Jewel Popham family, the Wayne Chandler family, you name it. We Delbert Blair family, one thing, one teaching, Dr. Africa family, you name it. It's all going down. All the work paid the fuck off. We all, now don't get me wrong, motherfuckers were still teaching in the 90s. 2004 was that spark. The 2004 was that spark that took that shit, to life. How the fuck did that person hear it? Because in the 90s, it was the same 17 motherfuckers showing up in the same 17 motherfucking city. And that's real. Because when I did the lecture, which I'm going to start, now that I'm in the house, we're going to talk about that. When I did the lecture, what I got was, damn panic. I see a whole bunch of motherfuckers I ain't never seen before. I said, well, allow me to introduce you to the Remix family. You know what I'm saying? Who shows the fuck up? You get what I'm saying? Who shows the fuck up? You get what I'm saying? They ain't never seen y'all niggas before. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is that guy? Who's that Lionel Martin guy with those muscles? I'm like, well, that's a remixer, nigga. Where is Esther? Esther sitting right there lounging on the couch, player. You know what I'm saying? That was big. That was bigger than y'all even though, because it was faces no one ever seen before. You had a sister coming from California. Who does that? It's real. You get what I'm saying? This communication came online in 4. We in a cosmic level of the game now. Stop playing. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying? Come and get your medicine. PANICPACK at Hotmail. Come get some of this medicine, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Better get on that reading list, nigga. Mercury's. Oh, goddamn. Venus about to do that dance on the sun, player. And when is this going to happen? What does this bring in? The summer solstice, does it not?
Yes, it does.
So now we know why Donna Summer had to go. Get what I'm saying? And if you think I'm playing, if you think this is just all a coinky dink, you know what I'm saying? What you need to do right now is go get Donna Summer's album, Four Seasons of Love, goddammit.
Where
she goes through every goddamn equinox and every solstice. You talking to the queen who had to represent a half star energy. The queen of disco, niggas. Listen, you need to get to your disco music. I've been told this. I don't care who laughs.
Yeah, I told them last week.
Kiss my black ass. Kiss my black ass. Every meditation I've ever done to escape this planet has been to goddamn disco music. I have 498 goddamn disco records alone on my goddamn iPod. Every time this shit gets rough, I put on disco. Get what I'm saying? Last chance, last dance, but no. I'm looking for some hot stuff. You get what I'm saying? So that is the party music. And everything I've studied, every advanced goddamn message that comes down that can't be explained, they say, it's in our music. It's in our music. Believe you me, y'all niggas are going to the party. That party, I don't give a fuck. It's disco. You can go to that rap. I don't know if niggas still gonna be getting stabbed over that rap. Goddamn, I'm going to the disco. Barry Gibb also died.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. I am white boy, but you need to listen to that goddamn Saturday Night Fever album and get your fucking faculties in order. You know what I'm saying? You need to get your fucking faculties in order. That's the party. You know what I'm saying? That's the party. So this summer solstice is the Four Seasons of Love coming up. Bring it to you by the God. This is the return of the Great Mother coming through the Donna Summer energy. You can play if you want to. But I ain't playing. You get what I'm saying? You can play if you want to. You know what I'm saying? You need to get your faculties in order. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what your modus operandum is, but you know what I'm saying? Mine is getting the fuck up out of here. Get what I'm saying? Shit. And I'll give you an organic way to do it. It's called the herb pack. You think I'm playing? Shit. Come on. Come on, get you one of these goddamn baths and clean that funky humanity off you. You know, clean that misery off of your ass. Come see Brother Pat and get that misery off your ass. You know what I'm saying? Get your enslavement off your ass. You know what I'm saying? This is what I came to do. I don't know what you came to do, but I know what I came to do. You know what I'm saying? So what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Stop playing. You're playing too much. Let's get it on. You know what I'm saying? Donna Summer, you need to get the album. Four Seasons of Love. She goes through every season, like fucking each song is like 10 minutes. You get what I'm saying? That's going to line you up also with what's going on. You need to meditate to that. You get what I'm saying? To activate the herb pack, the spirit came through. And what you need to get to activate the herb pack on another level is black currant. Black currant. The vitamin, the herb black currant. Go to your herb store. Get you some of that. It's the purple pill. It's for your head. It's actually for your eye, but also for your third eye.
I'm taking
that with the herb pack now. My shit went to a whole nother fucking level, especially with the Pilates thing in line. And it makes sense that that came through because it lines the herb pack with what's happening in Pilates. See, y'all think I be bullshitting, just be talking, because I be yelling and making funny jokes. But I do hope you're getting what I'm saying. I really do tonight.
Yeah.
Because we in the stretch of this. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We in the stretch of this. You get what I'm saying? We in the stretch. You feel what I'm saying? And it's really important that we line ourselves up. I look at it as I'm talking to an army when I talk to y'all. And I don't need nobody fucking, I don't need nobody eating goat's meat. You know what I'm saying? While the war is on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We need to be lined up and straight. And all this shit happens in that third eye. All this shit happens in your aura, in your chakras, in your thought process, your unwavering mind. You get what I'm saying? That's why I don't want to hear no unconfident panic. Is this right? Make it right. I've told you that enough. You know what I'm saying? Make it right. You know what I'm saying? God damn it. Fake it till you make it. That's a cult. That's an occult mantra. Fake it till you make it. You get what I'm saying? Make shit up. You're in the world of the illusion. They show shit. If you think I'm kidding, go watch Bridge to Terabithia, a child movie. They making shit up as they go along. You know what I'm saying? Making shit. But see, what they're doing is training their kids, telling them what it really is about. It's from your mind. You get what I'm saying? Every enemy you make is yours. Every ally you make is yours. And we're not playing here. I'm going to tell you how this shit is going. You know what I'm saying? Solar flares that are happening. They're telling you that the solar flares that are now popping, that are now shooting, are from the middle of the sun. That ain't been shown since ancient time.
Yes.
What do you think is good? Do I really need to expand on that? But I guess I'm going to have to. Now, I've done told you before, when the Archangel Mikael has passed, and we got these channels, what he revealed to me was this. You know how we say we are the sun people. Technically, we are not the sun people. We are the people of many suns. But we are more the melanin people. If we didn't have melanin, that sun out there will be fucking you up. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
The melanin comes to the surface in reaction to the sun. You get what I'm saying? So you say, well, should I be in the sun, vitamin D? All of that happens, but all of that happens triggered with the melanin. You get what I'm saying? So if you want to get down to technical, we're the melanin people. Now, when you go into the sun, and this happens for most the regular people, when they go into the sun, we get a tan. That's the melanin coming to the surface to receive a message through the sun, not from the sun, through the sun. Meaning they showed you in the movie K-Pax. He said, how did you get here? I traveled through life. The ancestors travel through light. There are ancestors that deal in the canopy, stuck in the magnetosphere, and then there are ancestors in the sun, higher ancestral information. These are channels now. The sun information, for instance, will line us, talks to the unconscious collective, meaning, you know, niggas, you know, one nigga do a dance, and then the whole American niggas are doing that dance or slang or whatever. That information that catches on to the or a certain handshake, or you could be talking to a teenager in New York, one in California, there are certain things in nigger them, in your niggerum, that just it doesn't change. Well, that's because that you get that ancestral information through sunlight. That's why niggers like to be in the sun, call themselves some people, because they're getting messages. A lot of it has to do with dance, or used to have to do with dance, because that would line us up. That's a moving hieroglyph or moving yoga, where it would line us up to certain, you got certain dances, the pity pat, the monkey hustle, the wrench, the jackknife, you know what I'm saying? The hot foot, you know what I'm saying? The monkey, you know what I'm saying? The cattail, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The taco, the sloppy Joe, you know what I'm saying? The Patty Duke, the freak neck, you know what I'm saying? The panties half down. All of them dances, you would do a certain hieroglyph.
Gosh.
The Hucklebuck, you know what I'm saying? You would do a certain, you would be in these moves, and you were actually making yourself antennas. You get what I'm saying? To receive information, to actually receive more information from ancestral communications for the masses. So these solar flares and all of that are speaking directly to your melanin in your light. The ancient information is there. The melanin is activated in light. God damn it. Now, let me also add this. When you become conscious, you start to radiate a light of your own. So you know you'll find yourself, or the priesthood, they don't necessarily, not that they can or if they don't want to. I wouldn't be out there dancing with the masses. You know what I'm saying? Because I've accumulated enough light within me. Now, even in the Orisha thing, when they do the dances for the Orishas, the Babalawos are not allowed to come because they are the most wise who learn all the secrets, because they become the communication points for these gods, that the light that is in them is their own sun now. You get what I'm saying? So they can activate their own sun or the pineal gland. So as conscious people, you're supposed to have accumulated enough light through knowledge that you don't need that community, even though you'll still get it and still communicate with it, you don't need it to be like the masses. In other words, if you're conscious, you should be ashamed if you're doing the goddamn slide to the left, slide to the right with everybody else. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, you can do it for fun. You know, why not? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody has fun. But your family members feel they should have to do that. You should feel, well, I want to do that. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But technically, you could do everything you want. But there's a reason why niggas got to do the electric slide. That shit is straight communication. You know what I'm saying? And Africa, they did synchronized dancing.
That's right.
As I told you before, the closest white people got to doing some shit that was all right was when they got down with that goddamn achy breaky. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers was on that shit. You take your achy breaky hard and you jump and they was kicking their leg and doing their hands. And them motherfuckers all on beat with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
By the time Puff Daddy came out, it was over. You know what I'm saying? Not even shit. By the time fucking the Vita Loca came out, you know what I'm saying? They had to walk them achy breaky boots back to fucking Nashville. You know what I'm saying? You take your achy breaky hard and your achy breaky, you know what I'm saying? That achy breaky boy, they tapped into that shit with the achy breaky. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know what I'm saying? That dope achy breaky. So, you know what I'm saying? Still getting sunburned like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever their gods are must have been like happy they could finally have a conversation with them niggas. Woo, put on your boots. Woo, put on that hat. Woo, we gonna talk. Take your hickey, break it hard. And as a result of that shit, even though country music was doing good, country music started knocking rap out the box around that time. You know what I'm saying? They put that white achy breaky on it in terms of money. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas need to put some of that achy breaky on it. You know what I'm saying? They're like, So that sun that's within the solar flares are going to be talking to that sun that's within you. That sun that was in you is your pineal. You're going the sun behind the sun, the sun that talks to the sun. You know what I'm saying, sun? Look. The Egyptian says you meet Ra in the cosmic sunboat. Cosmic sunboat could be your soul or the pineal.
Or the pineal.
And then y'all go through the sun. Then y'all go through the sun. Are we getting this yet? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Better email me for that medicine, y'all. Play if you want to.
That's it.
Email me for that medicine. Now, this is real interesting. There is a sister by the name of L.A. Banks.
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
And before you say anything, I want to say this, and then I'm going to let you tell it, Ms. Blue.
Yes.
Sean, spiritgateways@gmail.com. Everyone knows my man Sean Cook, King Cooks, Fishing Marshmallows himself, texted me today. He said, have you ever heard of L.A. Banks? And I wanted to see where he went with this. I said, perhaps I did, or perhaps maybe not. He said, well, I've been reading her books lately. And he said, as soon as I got to these vampire books she did, she started singing the theme to the remix. I said, oh, really? I said, yeah. He said, she's sitting there going, la, la, la. And she's doing the rap. Live and direct, live in the remix. The host, Miss Blue, yes, and all this kind of shit. And she started telling them how happy she was about Miss Blue and Panic and all the information. And then I let him off the hook. I said, well, you know, she was on, before she made the transition, she came on Blue's show. So she knows who we are.
Oh, yes.
And this made him shit a load or a hypothetical load in his pants. So I know you can tell him about L.A. Banks, and I'll tell you what she said, because she did come with information for us.
Oh, yes. Sister L.A. Banks, you guys, if you have not heard that show, you definitely want to make sure that you go back and you download. Hopefully you guys hear me clear. Amazing sister. Everything that she did and through her writings, a lot of her channels that she channeled were just incredible. She put all of the science in there, very conscious on so many levels, and personally had the opportunity before she actually made her transition to give her a personal reading. And this was, you know, before she actually went into the stage of really battling some of the things that she was battling. And we had some pretty intimate talks and talked about some of the things that she wanted to do and what did she wanted to come forth. And I was able to give her that information, and all of those things manifested. So it's a real personal story when it comes to her. We got a chance to talk and laugh and, you know, share different things. And I just kind of shared with her what spirit gave. And it's funny because I just rearranged all the books in my closet, and I have several of her books as well. And they're actually out on top of the shelf right now. And she was definitely close in my mind and my heart too. Amazing sister. You guys, you definitely, if you want to get into reading, whether it's the vampire series or any of her other series, she has a university for kids that's coming out. Her stuff is all over the web. All you have to do is Google L.A. Banks, and you will see all of her work. You can walk in Barnes & Noble, any of your major bookstores, and she will have a whole shelf dedicated to her, a whole section. She has so many books, it's unreal. She has a comic book coming out. All of these things that we talked about in the ring manifested themselves, and they still continue. So once I got the call and got a chance before she made her transition to make that connection with her, I'm not surprised that she definitely came in singing the remix. So it's beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Oh, yeah. And again, Sean never, he was still trying to figure out if I even knew who she was. And I did know she was on the remix, and I remember the whole, the time. So you got to know, you go back and find that show when she was on. And she does have a message for us. First and foremost, She also wrote a bunch of love books as well.
Yes.
You got to remember, Donna Summer, we coming into the four seasons of love. Donna Summer about to walk across the sun. So we need to get into these love stories. Now, what she said to us was this. We need to start creating an army, a spiritual army of protection, each one of us. The same way kids used to make invisible friends to protect themselves, we need to create entities. Now, I've talked plenty of times on how to create magical entities. There's a book called How to Create Magical Entities, and you could just find that. It's very easy. You could just take that one book. But she says, here is the trick. You need to create a mythology with the entity that you create. Let me say that again. You need to create a mythology with the entity that you create. This gives them dimensions. And that's very powerful. That's a very powerful statement. And you got to remember, she's a creator. She's a fictional writer. And I'm sure now, and like I said, Sean contacted her. Now I'm going to contact her. Half the creations that she's created, she's probably with them. She made a series about the vampire hunters. She could become that because this is all out of her subconscious mind, which is another word, Sean, that she used. She said we must to let the entity that we create to release it from the subconscious mind. We must give it a story. We must give it a mythology. This is from L.A. Banks. She is Remix Family, and she made the transition. So I need y'all to listen to that. Those who do this work, once you create a magical entity for whatever purpose, you must give it a story with your mind. Even if you write the story, even better. Give it a page or two pages of mythology. And anybody who's seen comic books understands the concept. Like, for instance, if you looked up Black Panther, a comic book entity that was created, they give what you call a backstory. A backstory. We need to give the deities that we create or the entities that we create a backstory. So they'll say Black Panther, age, such and such, powers, African, height, weight, wife, kids, no kids,
train. Right.
They give you all of this information to give him three dimensions. You get what I'm saying? So when we create an entity, we have to do the same thing. In other words, we have to make it a character. We have to give it a wife. We have to interplay. We need to start creating sigils to build up a spiritual army for all the energy that's coming in. So protection and guidance and knowledge. Very important. Very important. I don't want this to seem like something else I'm saying and all the stuff I said tonight. Very important breakthrough. This is a spiritual channel from L.A. Bank, a remix fam. So this is a very important information. You need to get a book, Creating Magical Entities. That's a basic book, and I'm sure Esther will put it up in the room, a basic book that you can get, you get what I'm saying, to start learning how to create magical entities. The only thing you have to add is backstory. Very important, very important. All right, we're going to get into questions and answers. First, I'm going to give you this. The lectures are coming soon. I've got to call Wayne to see his schedule, but we're going to do the lectures again. If you're interested in the lectures, email me, atlantalectures@hotmail.com. Let me know their interest so we can see where we're at, and we're going to start doing these lectures. We're going to try to get them in once a month. Back in the house, we're back in effect. We're going to get this knowledge pumping. Now, believe you me, that's what's going to happen. Now, also, I got three more chapters in the book, Start Saving Your Fucking Pennies and Your Coupons. This shit is coming. I'm tired even saying it's coming. So this shit is about to come. Blue may have me on this, but I'm going to self-publish, sell it direct. If anybody knows any printers or anything like that, let me know, so on and so forth. If you know something that's similar to one, I think Blue may have me on it. But I feel free to email me, panicpack@hotmail.com, if you know something and you got it all together. You don't have to do a Google search and send it to me. I know how to use Google. I'm talking about people who are plugged in.
Right.
Email me. Don't just send me a good idea. I can find a good idea.
Right.
And Blue has a lot of things on that. Look, I'm tired of it. We getting that in. And I'm also going to develop some classes. I'd rather do it. People could come now. We have the space and the rooms to do it. So I'm thinking about doing them at the house. If there's a lot of people, I'm still going to do, I still go over the chat room, do it via web, just mail.
Well, you're still going to come into the Kundalini lab too.
Yeah, you didn't tell me about that, but you know that's easy. Or that's a matter of just letting me show up.
Yeah.
So if you're
doing
the class there, I definitely would show up there. That's absolute. Yeah. You know, that's absolute. Me and Blue are talking about putting something together, a certain package of information that we can't share on the radio. So we're still working that out. Just want to keep you abreast of that. It's going to be a certain amount of information between both of us, certain discoveries and certain shit you can access, but we won't be able to do it on the radio. We'll show you how to get access. So this is Weekend Updates. There's a lot of shit, a lot of shit. And again, like I said, I'm going to do basic magic classes. So basically I'm looking and I'm going to put together something where you walk in and you walk out, you understand all or most magical concepts. Magical concepts that you can walk away with methods for you to take yourself from step one to step two, three, four, and so on. And then in as far as you want to go, but all the basic foundation. So I'm looking for not necessarily people who are totally green, but a lot of newbies who are very interested in dabbling. I'll show you how to line your mind up, line the energy up, you know, north, south, east, west, symbology, all the rest of these things to give you a one up on the regular, you know, from where you were. But I'm only going to do that based upon interest. So if I get enough people interested, I think I want to do maybe five people at a time, perhaps eight, maybe, or whatever. And so I'm going to do that based upon interest. Email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. And three kittens left. So if you're in the Atlanta area, you're a kitten.
Get the
you
kitty
come
cat.
Come get this shit by this week. Otherwise, the motherfuckers are going to live on the street, begging for walking the earth like Kung Fu. You know what I'm saying? He's going to walk the earth and get into adventures. You know what I'm saying? They ain't staying here with all that goddamn shit and cat litter changing. Oh, hell to the no. We done with cats. The cats were for the old house. I am so I'll get me a fucking bird or a lizard or some shit now. Because this shit right here, they just gonna walk the earth, get into fucking fights and adventures like goddamn the last airbender or some kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Wherever they go, they got to get the fuck out of here. We got rid of our regular cats too. It's the three kids walking around going, okay, who's coming next? Who's coming with me? Like goddamn Jerry Maguire. All right, who's coming with me? Who's coming to get me? All right. So one of y'all niggas, if y'all want me to call the cats magic, fuck it, they magic. Come and get a magical cat. You know what I'm saying? And the white one's still hanging around, so you know what I mean? So come and get it. So there's a lot of things coming up, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, herb pack, now more than ever. Come and get them. I have a whole new list of shit. We got shit for your aura. Shit for your everyday aura that you can use in the shower. We got tons of spiritual baths. We got all sorts of chants from the dark side to the light side. I got a chakra chant now. A whole regiment to go through your chakras through meditation. One of the most powerful CDs. We got Ganesha, Hanuman. We got Hanuman oil, ODB oil. Cyclomancy, Palo books, Palo bath, you name it, we got supplies for your ass. So come get a new list. There's the Love Pack, Ancestor Pack, Money Pack. Basically, this is a pack with extra ingredients that line up with the frequency of love, of prosperity, of ancestral spirit communication, Dream Pack. There's a whole bunch of shit for your ass spiritually. Come on down, step right up. The phone lines are open. The operator's waiting to take your call. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but more than anything, I know the most important thing out of all of these things is a fucking herb pack. an herb pack, and perhaps an Ohm CD. Those the most important things is the best thing you could do for yourself now.
Yes.
If you're on the fence, if you were thinking about it, let me tell you, you're running out of goddamn time. Donna Summer is about to do her last dance over the sun in Venus Transit. Believe you me, that shit's about to happen in a few days. You want to be there with that energy. You want to be there with it. So this is one of the things to do. If you got good pioneer activity, then you already good. Just line up with the thoughts. You trying to get it on and get it in? Hell, why not? Let's go. This is where you want to go. You get what I'm saying? So it's all here. PanicPack@hotmail.com. PanicPack@hotmail.com. Now more than ever. All right, so we can get into some questions.
All right.
About an hour and change left. And I'll also be back on Sunday. We're going to get right into the questions and answers on Sunday. This is Weekend Updates with Brother Panic and Miss Blue.
There we go, guys. And definitely, you guys, I just want to make sure that you do that. 646-2271 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the lines for your call question for the Panic that we're going to be doing tonight. If you log in, so you have that again. Brother Panic is be coming back on Sunday night as well, too. So look for that. Don't forget download. We're going to the phone line. I see guys there. I see everyone there. Also, just remind you guys, you know, you reach out to me to get those readings. I'm still breaking up, but I'm going to make sure you get those rings. Email me at questionforblue@gmail.com as well as the deck. As well, then know your Mac. I'm breaking up that bad, guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you're breaking up. You're breaking up rat, worse than it was
earlier, huh?
I'm telling you. In a good spot.
I'm doing the way. Well, this is what we're going to do for those of you guys who can hear me. We're going to go to the phone line, so we get all that other talk in a minute. So we're going to go to the phone line. So you can hear me enough to know that we're going to the phone lines. Here we go. Am I clearing up?
A little bit. Something you did.
I'm moving stuff around. I could see it over here. It's a lot going on. No, what can I say? I'm blue. But here we go. We're going to go to the phone lines. First caller calling in. It's from area code. Area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night, family. This is Rhonda.
Good night.
Hi, I'm so happy to be on the phone with you guys.
Hey, what's up, Rhonda?
What's up? I just want to thank you so much, Brother Panic, for all your work. My life has changed in like a year, and I really follow you and keep up with you and Miss Blue, too. But my question is, do you believe that because of the time that we're in right now, do you still think that it's necessary for, I guess, people who are a little more evolved or experienced to still kind of, last year I was really into, like, rituals, and I would do my circles and all of that, and now, like, this year, the energy has kind of shifted, and it's kind of like just believe it and believe it, and, like, a lot of things are manifesting much faster, so what do you think about that?
Well, see, things are... Because you did all of that stuff last year, things are manifesting much faster for you because you did all of that work last year. So that's why we have an emphasis on people having to do the work and get in the methodology. People are in different places. Now, understand, even once this all is said and done, though we find peace, we still are always learning because learning is evolution. So what we know as rituals and the way the approach we have towards magical, occult, metaphysical, and ritual operations, though that will change, we still will be evolving beings, you get what I'm saying? So you never stop, you know what I'm saying? I would never want to stop. Stillness represents death in its true form. So I would say, depending on how advanced you are, you shouldn't be doing what you were doing last year. You get what I'm saying? You should be on to the next one. So, like you said, they're happening fast for you now because I remember in 2006, somebody said, oh, all this shit is happening fast for me now. is only because of the work that they put in. You know what I mean? So it's a testimony to that is happening fast for you now because it's a testimonial to you doing a good job for yourself. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You making your mind a magnet. And now that
right.
you make your mind a magnet, you're attracting this stuff fast because you did an excellent job. And I don't want to skip over that compliment that you gave me because that's always, for me, one of the best compliments I can ever hear. When someone says,
right.
you have changed my life. Or when they say, well, Miss Blue, you have changed my life, or Panic, you have changed my life. That has always been the best compliment, and I'm
yes.
humbled and honored to be a tool for you like that. That's the only reason I'm
right.
doing this. So I want to thank you for that acknowledgement, Rhonda.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. I love you.
Love you too, Rhonda.
Love you
Bye.
Too. Peace and love. Peace and love. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 340. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 340. We'll come back. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 585. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 585?
Is that me?
That
yes.
is you.
Hi. Hi, everybody. I just, I think my phone just clicked it by accident.
Oh.
I don't have
okay.
All
no right.
questionables.
No, no questions.
All right.
Okay.
You enjoying the information?
Yes, I love the information.
Excellent. That's
beautiful.
Good to hear.
Beautiful. That's what's up. All
That's
right. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 215. 215. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Come on, you guys. Calling in from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, hi. Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Brother Panic.
Greetings.
I just clicked me in. I'm Nikki out of San Diego. I did push one,
oh.
but... But I do. I guess I do. I'll have a question.
You do?
I do have a question.
Excellent.
It's pretty all related to the sister that was just on years ago for me, because I'm this is kind of new to me in a certain sense, is that I was always able to manifest things, but I didn't know where that was coming from, how I was able to do it. And when I did it, for me, it was like, I want to know, like, it was I'm like, that's hot. How do I do that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's where it triggered my mind, like, years ago. So,
mm-hmm.
for me, like she said, she did the rituals. For me, it's almost in the third sense. I know if I just put my mind to it and I say it and I think it, bam, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess I really want to know, where should I go with this if I know this is kind of where I'm already at?
Well, usually, we all can do that.
Right.
But let's say as a child... most of us, based upon our human dysfunction, get programmed as a child, and it destroys your confidence. You get what I'm saying? It destroys your will. It takes as a child, your thoughts get recreated. You get what I'm saying? Sit up straight. A lady does that. Say no. Say please. Eat all of that spinach. You get recreated. So this is our natural power. When you deal with this information, you come here to understand that power, to enhance that power and control that power. So there are thousands of stories of people, I can do it, I can manifest. But most are here to understand, enhance, and then I would have to say, well, manifest what? Are you manifesting
right.
worldly things? Or are you
right.
manifesting? Because you could still be able to manifest ancient knowledge that ain't been on this planet. Because after I got tired of manifesting what I want, I realized I was doing that when I was a human. You know what I'm saying? I got all the records.
Right.
Any records I wanted. I remember being saying, the only thing I want to do before I leave this planet is produce a record for Public Enemy. And I produced four.
Right.
So I was doing that before there was any word of magic. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So once I got over the fact that that's just what you could do, and that's proven just Oprah Winfrey is dealing with that now in The Secret in the Laws of Attraction. What I wanted to understand was how this apparatus works through the understanding of occult science and metaphysics. And then I wanted to attract and make manifest shit that is information that is not only life-changing, DNA-changing. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Manifesting a new car, manifesting some fucking sneakers you want is not going to change your DNA. It's not going to change your DNA. So what I'm talking about, like getting the worldly things, that should fall off the table for you. That should be a side effect. What I'm talking about is how you access, as I spoke about tonight, now that this lady shit is lined up, how you access that shit and get some hot lady shit going on. You get what I'm saying? I'm talking about how you manifest and access and talk to Ella Fitzgerald and find some shit about them, you or see some shit you ain't never seen before. So what changes in you is your DNA for your spiritual evolution as opposed to your worldly gifts. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So this is called science, and science means to know. We deal with this as a science. We deal with this as scientists, not as practitioners of gain of worldly stuff. That should be a side effect, because I know we need that stuff to get along. But at the end of the day, if Oprah's doing it, how advanced is that? You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And not only Oprah doing it, she's breaking it down. You get what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So it's not even like she's just doing it and say, oh, wow, this is nice. Oprah's breaking the shit down. You get what I'm saying? You know, the laws of attraction is just a name of just the law of cause and effect, which is out of the seven laws of Tahuti. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if we just thinking we gaining shit because we gaining shit, that's not enough. What we need to do is, if you want to know, read the book, The Secret Source. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get that book for you real quick. Because now that I put on my bookcase, I don't know where everything is like I did before. But you want to read a book called The Secret Source. Here we go. It's called The Secret Source. One second. The Secret Source. The Laws of Attraction is one of the seven hermetic laws. Now, here are the other six. By Maja D-A-O-U-S-T. And Adam Parfrey. And what they talk about, while everyone's going into this attraction and laws of attraction and the source, the secret, and all the rest of that, what he does is give you the origin of how this came out of what they call the Kabbalion, and how this law of cause and effect goes along with six other laws. You get what I'm saying? The first one being, what is it, the mind is all, or I can't remember the exact quote, but all is mental,
it's
the mind.
Yes,
the universe is, the mind is all, and the universe is mental,
which means
everything in this reality or unreality resides in your own mind.
Yes,
resides in your own mind. So we need to know that as scientists, and we know that this one little fragment of get what you want. That's a part of magic. But that's just some shit that has been regulated down to in botanicas for people to pay their rent and get it straight with their boyfriend and girlfriend and kids, get somebody out of jail. This is a bigger, more holistic science.
Right.
And that's what we're talking about. You get what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about here. So for someone like you, I would say you need to read more and expand more on what all of that means. You get what I'm saying? Because you're trying to attract more than it should be hard for you to attract certain things. There are certain things I challenge myself. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was a time it would be challenging to talk to Donna Summers, Isaac Hayes, and the rest of the cast. There was a time that was a challenge. That's no longer a challenge. And that was one of my biggest goals, to talk to spirits. But if I would have stopped and say, well, now I can talk to spirits and stop, I'm not a scientist. I just had a goal and only activated something that was necessary. So as a scientist, it never stops. You're always evolving.
Learning, you know, always.
You're always learning. So if you're able to attract what you want, you need to say, well, what is attraction, and deal with the law of cause and effect, which is what they say karma comes out of, which I spoke on and how you beat that. You get what I'm saying? So you could just say, just that one thing could lead you to many things. You get what I'm saying? In the Bible, that's called you reap what you sow.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? What you put in, you get out. So, I mean, there's just, like, the laws of attraction is something. There's no technical ancient law of attraction. That's just something they've been calling it. And it comes from the cause and effect. You get what I'm saying? So I mean, like I said, you know, and I'm not trying to rag on you or anything like that. I'm just saying, there's never a point where we get to a place. We get to a place that should only lead us to another place.
Yes.
Only lead us to another place. I would not dare call myself done, better, or none of that. I'm trying to grind just like everybody else in the remix. I'm trying to do the same grind.
My biggest thing for me though is that I always want to know. Like somebody's telling me something, I want to know. Like how you're saying, I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
How is that?
That's the key. Let me tell you, I want to figure it out. That's it. Let that be your guiding light. Your undying need to know.
That was mine, the big why, you know, and then just connect the why, really where you're going to get the greatest success. And Panic has talked about this on many of the shows. I talk about it as well. And even in the readings and everything that we do, it's how does this tie back to you? Otherwise, you're just going to be a walk-in library.
Right.
It has to be able to do, like Panic was saying, to change your DNA. If it's not for your advancement, you have to get down to the root cause of why do you want to know? You want to know for what?
Right.
One of the shows that we did last Sunday, I talked about, is your reason reflecting your reality? Not just on material things, but is the reason you're doing the things you're doing, can you connect that to your reality?
Right.
Because
that's good. That's a good show.
You know?
See, that's a good show. Yeah, that's a good show and a good point. Because, like I said, I'm not really getting on you. You know, I'm just, you know, we're speaking in general. You know, just for everybody, I'm speaking in general.
Oh, I'm listening. You could get on me if you want to, though. I'm listening.
No. You good. You good. I mean, I said, you're not doing nothing worse than everybody else.
No, no, no.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
So don't think it's like rag on you, Tom. You good, sis. Let me tell you, we're just saying in general now that the subject is up. Like, most people's reasoning, I talked about this, and I'll say it a little bit nicer today. Most people's reasoning is to be able to repeat this information.
Right.
And see, most people were scorned with knowledge through religion. So usually you hear kinds of people and they really still mad at Jesus or mad at Allah, whatever training they were brought up into, basically by their parents. So everything they do is to strike out against some other knowledge, half knowledge, or false knowledge. So, in other words, the agenda or the reason that they are studying this information is to repeat it, is for a challenge, is for when somebody says, you know, I love Jesus, and then they get to go, you know, Jesus wasn't real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's we can go in all day on reasoning and the ego, which I have, but just to make it short is, and I've spoke on this as well, your agenda to be pure of heart is you just need to know to know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit that I studied that I just don't remember or wouldn't even know how to repeat. And then I realized, I said, you know why? Because I'm not studying so I could become a better lecturer. I'm not studying so I can read off a bunch of facts that I know a bunch of people didn't study to sound as if I'm better. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My reason is to know. And everything I say to you is my interpretation.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I back it up with scholarship, facts, and all that. My interpretation or how I manifest things, and I urge And I also give the source of where I got it from so you can come up with your own interpretation. That's the difference, your own interpretation. I say, well, this and that is a fact that's happening. That's happening, and I can prove that's Kundalini. I back it up 3 and 4 times. Gemini and twins. Cool. I back it up 3 and 4 times. At the end of the day, I still, even if you disagree, you still have enough source information to come up with your own. And that's really, that's also another part of it. In other words, I'm not preaching to you or trying to tell you how to think. Everything I've done is for you to say, to become an independent thinker, an independent knower, or whatever you want to call it, independent of needing me, including a panic pack. It lets you go smoke and open up your own shit and have your own experience. I don't even tell you what experience you're supposed to have. All of this is based upon just I want to know. I want to know, and in fact, I want you to know so I can know some shit that you know as well, not just that you need to know what I've known. Like I said, whatever you call it, I know I'm here to do what I'm doing, but at the end of the day, I'm not so short-sighted that I feel like I'm saving someone. If I'm doing anything, I'm just giving you the same tools that I utilize to save your own self. And you can utilize any of those tools with the need to know. I just want to know. As long as you stay there, you will never stop. You will never get to a place and stop. There will always be something on your plate. You know what I'm saying? There will be always something on your plate. So a lot of people, one of the first things I do, because I see Angel Supreme is right here. She was mad at her dad for that. That's not an uncommon occurrence. People are mad at their parents, mad at Jesus for bringing them up, and it's false or half-truths. That's one of the first things you got to let go. And actually, Bobby Hemmett was one of the ones who kind of brought that information. Like by what he did was redeem that Jesus and Muhammad and show where they belong in the occult aspect of it, because they are mythical figures that have been degraded as humans who came to save you. You know, Buddha even, Muhammad, Jesus. But where they belong in the mythology. In other words, if you are dealing with the science and you just want to know, those things have been redeemed. You get what I'm saying? Right. Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, whatever, those have been redeemed once you connect it to the mythology. But if you have an attitude or emotionally attached, you'll still suck your teeth every time someone messages Jesus. Like, I see an old lady on the bus, oh, thank you, Jesus, for that. I'd be like, shit, thank him. Because it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I know what that Christ energy means. So I'm beyond, you know, I never was emotionally attached. So when you are in this just to know and not try to fight the ignorance in you of Jesus and the rest of these, then you, in other words, you get past that. But you've got to get past it with, I just want to, not you, but just saying, you get past it with just, I want to know. Because it doesn't become personal. When you have a reason, and I've spoken about this before too, and I'm glad we did the show on it, your reasoning is what's going to fuck you up. Because your reasoning ties into an agenda, which ties into an ego thing. When I did shows on the ego, I talked about it. It ties into an ego thing when you start dealing with a reason to be scientific. I was there was a guy who was like, yo, when I get my turn, I'm gonna be just like you guys. This was even before the remake. I'm gonna be a lecturer. I can't wait to lecture. I'm like, shit, don't you just wanna know? I can't wait to get, you know, I was the posse that was there, me, Tef, and the rest of them. The posse that was there, I just want to get with y'all niggas just so we could just chop it the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fuck, I want to lecture. That shit should be a side effect. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that dude is a lecturer. But that's just about it. You know what I'm saying? Never get a call like, yo, this is the most profound shit that happened. I'm like, you just repeating shit from books and you just retain all the information. Tell the people where the books are from.
Right.
Let them do it. You know what I'm saying? Let them do it. You know what I'm saying? A master lecturer? You know, do we need that shit? Nah, you got to pioneer. You got Chakras, soul, kundalini, just like anybody else. You know what I'm saying? So one of the first things I was all about was like, yo, method. You'll hear from day one in, well, this is how you do that. You get what I'm saying? Well, this is how I did it, and this is what happened when I did it. You could do that, and you could do this. If you're scared, don't do it. You need to learn more, read more. And gave you a book list, you know, two three-hour shows about books.
On the book.
So there's more than enough books on, in a remix and all that. So your agenda, I mean, I can't speak enough on how important that is. You know, and I've talked about how the Kamites looked at your brain as your heart. So the highest form of thinking would be unconditional love. And love is actually the thought frequency of this universe. Love is the end. And the expression of it is music. The word universe means uni, and verse means song. One song.
Right.
One dance, one cosmic dance. And that dance is love. You get what I'm saying? Again, let me be clear on the album you need to get right now. Four Seasons Above, Donna Summer.
That's it, you know Donna
what I'm
Summer.
This is going to bring in that summer solstice at its height. That's Donna Summer, goddammit, walking across the sun next week. Please believe this. The communication that's going to open up is going to be pioneer. Get your pioneer right. It's going to be pioneer activity. So your heart frequency is unconditional love. Love is a high thought frequency. Unconditional love is your highest thought frequency. And when you approach this knowledge, which is really thinking, you need to approach it with unconditional love. The mantra of unconditional love is, I want to know just to know. That is probably the most important thing, understanding. When you're in this, one of the most important understandings you could get. Every person that I know just want to know, just to know. Oh, man. In fact, the person I've seen the most do that is Bobby Hemming. This nigga will listen to any form of knowledge, even if you're talking about goddamn the science of making duck sauce. He will sit there and go, So they put the duck in it first, or they put the duck in it last. You're like,
right.
This nigga would want to know anything. I just had an epiphany, not really a spiritual breakthrough, an epiphany one day. I was like, oh, shit, now I know why they call a hot dog a hot dog. Because a hot dog, a dog in heat, that red thing comes out. So the hot dog is the, you eating a dog's dick because it's representing a hot dog in heat dog. So I'm just telling this shit to Bobby. He's listening to this shit like I'm doing a lecture. Well, goddamn. I'm like, this dude. This thing to take it any way it come. Like, he takes it, I can't do, like, me and him was talking the other day. He's like, yo, look, Patty, you need to watch Stargate. I'm like, well, Bobby, man, look. First of all, he ain't talking about Netflix. He's like, you need to go get it. He's like, you need to go. I said, well, look, go get it. Well, it's on Netflix. Well, that alone kept it, the conversation going. You know what I'm saying? I paid like $40. That shit was on for like 10 seasons. That's like $400. You know what I'm saying? On some try shit. So,
right.
So now, y'all remember I watched Deep Space Nine, which was off the hook. Went with the next Star Trek, which was the one with the woman, Captain Janeway. Star Trek, whatever that was. So now I was all science fiction the fuck out. I was going to get into Stargate. I'm like, nah. Stargate got fucking 216 episodes. And, like, I was watching this shit for, like, 3 months, and it was 86 episodes. And that shit had me for 3 months. So 200, and I said, fuck this. I ain't even got time for that. You know what I'm saying? I sick of that. So he calls, you need to get into the Stargate. I'm like, well, Bobby, you know. Stargate, he's like, oh, man. I had a dude in a hookup, and I got the shit, and it was $20, and I got four, so we got it, and I got this, and then I went and got that, and I had to do that. So we into this shit. See, they got these to call the Goa'uls, and see, it's about the ancient gods, and this and that, and they take over the god, over the demiurge, and see, they go through these gates and shit, getting adventures. I'm like, well, it's on Netflix. You know what I'm saying? It's on Netflix. And maybe I'd say, oh, you got to get into this panic. So I looked at him and I said, God damn. Like, and you ain't getting past that. He once he got it in his mind, niggas be niggas be like, you and Bobby need to do a lecture together. I'm like, that will never happen. You are not out talking Bobby Hemmett. I don't know what y'all niggas been listening to. I don't know what y'all niggas been listening to.
Right.
But you and I can't out talk this nigga on the phone. We got into an argument on the phone one time. That shit was like bringing me into a black hole talking. But this, that shit was like I was in a black hole. You ain't beating his mouth. You know what I'm saying? When this nigga get obsessed with something, oh man, when that Baron Zombie came through, oh my God. Yeah. All I had to do was just fold my hands and just let it go down. Every moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Turn to Channel 5. Baron Zombie. Go to www.rec.com. But he gave you the whole shit. Let me tell you. ?
He gonna tell you everything. Everything he's gonna tell you.
37 SAT /numbersign.org.
Yes.
I could just have Googled that name, man. Okay, you're there? Now look under. And I'm like, shit, man. You ain't out talking, you just do it. You know what I'm saying? I just do the shit.
Love,
you know what I'm saying?
Bobby. Love him to death. And, you know, while we're talking about that, I'm going to go ahead and give out his information. You guys definitely reach out to Brother Bobby Hemmett. I spoke to him recently as well, too. So definitely reach out to him. He got some new things in. We talked about the Black Madonna in the show that we did about the energy of the Venus, and he has those pictures for the Panic Pack. Not from the Panic Pack, for the Picture Pack. And, yes, of course, get the Panic Pack. But for the Picture Pack and much more, you can reach out to him. Give him a call. Brother Bobby Hemmett at 678-358-1055.
Yeah,
and
hit him up.
He
said he got,
he's got a lot
he said
of
he got
stuff.
Some new pictures. He said he got some new pictures going on. A lot of new things, a lot of new energy going on. You know what I mean?
Yes, so definitely. And he'll be back on the remix soon. But you guys definitely reach out to Brother Bobby Hemmett, 678-358-1055. And definitely you want to get that Black Madonna. That is the energy of Venus. That's a lot of the energy coming online. You know, so many times people, and I know, Panic, you get tons of this email too, and myself, about what are some of these tools. Well, here they are, herb packs, everything.
Right.
I know, Panic, I know your list is long. The love pack, this Venus energy, don't skip on the love, because this Venus star that's moving up, it's all about love. So those of you, we've been doing the reading, doing the releasing, doing the forgiveness, opening your heart for the unconditional love. You need to get the love pack. That is really just going to help you move into the heart chakra energy, the pineal, bring those two together, because you need those two for the genius to show up, the heart and the mind coming together. And it's so many tools, you guys. There should be no excuse why you can't, you know, do these things that you need to do for you. The why.
That's right. Yeah, that's another important point. And Venus is also a heart thing, which is a communication thing as well. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I explained I have what they call the love pack, the ingredients that opens up the heart to the fourth canopy or the fourth chakra.
Right.
Which gives you an all connected feeling. And so if you're having issues in the heart chakra, letting shit go, you know what I'm saying? Fear, all of this, the love pack helps deal with that. You need to get you one of them love packs. It's one of the new items. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on, a lot of tools. You know what I'm saying? And all these things, look at the list, are not expensive. I don't bang you in the head with it. So it's very affordable for the people. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, it's very important. Very important. So, so I've been watching that Stargate shit. You know, I can't deny Bobby. So you're going to check up. Have you been watching it?
Yes.
I'm watching it now. But it's actually interesting.
Yes.
Real interesting. If you got Netflix, you may want to date. You're going to have to put a chunk of time into that. But it's actually, and he's breaking down some of the shit they went through. Like there's a old race that poses. They got Earth as the main place, and the Goa'uld was these like Apep. They're making Apep evil.
Mm,
you know, Apep is just an ancient god.
Yeah.
But they got this snake deity. But he's more than just a snake. It represents like a what do you call it? That leeches onto you. Becomes this symbiote with you. It becomes this symbiote worm with you that kind of takes control and so on and so forth. Long story short, they took the people of Earth and seeded them throughout the universe. So now when they go through these gateways, there's these, since they were originally Earth people from different times, like the Minoan society will still be up, Greek, Kemetic, you name it, there's a theme. They even did the Dagon fish gods. They did a Sumerian shit. So they go through these ancient cities with these mythologies, and they still worshiping those gods. But the Goa'uld poses as their gods. Crazy. Same concept of religion. Jesus and white folks posing as our gods. And same. I tell you, it looked like it's gonna be off the hook. He said in the beginning it was off the hook. He said then they bring Anubis in there. Now, he said, he was telling me, if they was in their Afrocentric, if he was still in his Afrocentric phase, he said he wouldn't fuck with that. He said they was corrupting the gods. He said, but now he can see, he said, now he can fuck with it. I said, oh, I can fucks with that. You know what I'm saying? Because you so, oh, the Kemetic God, you don't want to see nothing corrupt, just the same Christianity. But he said they're actually posing as these gods, as opposed to these real gods. So that's the whole reptilian concept. Well, it seems kind of off the hook. Like I said, it's just 200. He was saying, you know, he did the nigga was telling him that was actually the most popular sci-fi show on TV. You know, that's 200. He said they just stopped and did like Stargate Atlantis and the rest of them. He said he watched all of that. So he got me watching this shit now. So I'm on that. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
You know, so. Yes, I want to shout out Brother Bobby. And I also, when I was telling him about the statues, he was like, oh, most definitely. He said he had to separate them in his house. You know what I mean? So that's one of the things I pointed out. I used to say it was okay to put the statues together because when I was in Brooklyn and the space was an issue, it was working for me. But in this part, when I did the same thing in Atlanta when I came, and the energy was never right. And I never attributed to the fact that all my energies were mixed. They needed their own space to be self-contained energy. So when I got here and started to do the same thing, the spirit came and said, no, you have to separate them. Now they got to go in rooms. So when I talked to him, he's like, oh, yeah. And the Bobby's like, oh, yeah, you know, we got this one in this room, that one in that room, this one in that room. So I want to update that. Now, if you're in a small college dorm or in a one room with a roommate, you got to do what you got to do. But if you got the space, don't try to confine them in one room. You know what I mean? This will be your spirit room, and they all in there. Spread it out. You're going to have to use your space. Even with the picture pack.
That makes a lot of sense, too, because really, one of the things, your whole house is your altar. So really, make it a reflection if you can.
Right.
Like you said, if you're in that position, I just had to kind of look around at my space. Everything is separated, but it's really because of that same concept I came in with. My house is my house, so it's everywhere.
Right.
You know.
Right. See, most people still trying to hide the shit from their aunties and neighbors.
Right.
And so they'll close it in the door. So, but me, now you walk in the motherfucker, you get. You in a motherfucking museum. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Thank you.
You know what I mean?
I got my Zulus up front.
right. Oh, that man, that dude.
I've
seen that.
Yeah,
that
I
guy.
Have. Yeah,
I have my Zulus. I have my Zulu warriors as soon as you come in the door, and then okay. I have my African Venus and my and the
okay,
Black God. Those two.
That's the Zulus. That's the picture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like so now I got to make like a Hindu area, you know what I mean,
uh-huh.
a dark side area and all that. So
yeah.
you got to, I'm sure you can work what you got, but as a standard, you know what I'm saying, you kind of want to, even when you get the picture pack, because I asked him about that. I said, well, what about the picture pack? He said,
right.
Nah, we separate them shits too. Because we had a whole gateway going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we took a whole back wall and just had nothing but pictures on them. And like I said, it was a little bit harder for me to get to sleep in that zone like I would in Brooklyn. A little bit, like, I had to go hard to get channels. And, you know, they still was coming because we did a whole year of remix, you know what I'm saying, with a whole bunch of channels. But before,
yeah.
you know, I would have
That's
to
right.
shut them up. I would have to shut them up before, you know what I'm saying? So I got
right.
here, it kicked back in again. I had to start shutting them up, you know what I'm saying? I said, no, it was that motherfucking house, you know what I'm saying? So that's important, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Beautiful.
Let's
we're going to keep going. Great question. That was a great question. Thank you so much for calling in. We're going to continue right here. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you have a question. Calling in now, it looks like from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us where you're from and who's calling. 216.
Listen to the radio. They still they still don't know it's them.
We'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, you there?
Yes,
sir.
We're here. Who's on the line, please?
My name's Robert. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Okay, cool.
What up, Rob?
Hey, how you doing, Panic? Hey, man, it's a pleasure talking to you. And like the previous caller, man, I've been following you for about a year also. And
good, man. Pleasure to talk to you, too, bro.
Yes,
you're in the, if you're in the Atlanta area, I know you come into lectures. I know you, there's possibly the class.
Yeah, me and my queen.
Or you may be able to come by and pick up a cat, too.
I'll pass on the cat, brother, but we will be in your classes on your lectures,
okay.
man.
All right, bro. Good.
Hey, that
That's good, man. So how's the information for this year? Because I only talk – so if you've been listening to me, you've been listening to Ms. Blue. The only conversations
yes.
I have is with Ms. Blue. So how have we been treating you and family this year?
Oh, man, it's you know, financially, you know, we like struggling, man, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
don't work, man. We maintaining and doing our work. And
Good.
I'm happy. We both know that we are the one. I know I'm the one. All
right.
No shit.
There you go.
So, yeah, man, we feel good. I don't like to claim that, but we feel great, man.
Let me tell you this, then. This is what you can do.
Yeah.
Email me, and I'll send you my show links that I did in the past. And look, they're all by date. And you can look for the New Year show. In the New Year show, I gave out a lot of money rituals.
Yeah,
right.
A lot of
shit that works. And I'm going to tell you one that works like it's just as easy as spreading crunchy peanut butter. The only thing you have to spend your money on is a Ganesha statue. If you can't get a big, excellent. Go to the store and get some curry and give it a curry bath. The end. That's all you have to do. Buy some good curry, run a bath of tub water, leave it in overnight, take it out, treat it like it's a little baby. Put it where it go, burn some curry, put curry around it, and watch. Like clockwork. There's people who come into the lecture that was like, yo, look, I have a business. As soon as I did that shit, $10,000. Ching ching, you know what I'm saying? As soon as you burn that curry, ching ching, watch. And again, email me. Let me know you need show links. I will definitely send you a bunch of little rituals you can do for a little bit of change. There's rituals you can do with Baron Zombie. You know what I'm saying? To start that money flow. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But
right.
I'm going to tell you, nothing works like giving that goddamn elephant a curry bath. Ooh, sweet mama. I put it like this to tell you how that shit started. Ex-girlfriend, we went to the museum, right? I tell you, this was probably one of the most, this is the Met. You go through this Kuan Yin room. That's where you see Kuan Yin when she was the Bodhisattva. That alone I can tell you the story on. Then you go to the Hindu room. Then you see this Ganesha. Everybody always just give Ganesha money anyway. There's mad chains down there. As soon as I threw my chains, the alarm went off. I was like, oh, shit. Then we started smelling curry in there. We just thought it was a stink dude in there. Then we started using modern art. You know what I'm saying? Still smelling curry. We smelling curry in the cab home. So I'm like, cook some curry. You know what I'm saying? Boom, she's a curry master. Boom, she chefed up some of that chicken and beating that shit up. For one whole goddamn year, I didn't even know. She said, yo, my kids don't even eat curry chicken no more to this day. Oh, I said, yo, because I used to go to a house and she smelled like curry. I just thought that's how a house smelled. She said, no, she was cooking that shit for me every weekend. You know what I'm saying? And I just ate this shit for a year. Her whole energy was Ganesha, elephants. She had elephants all over our house. So we just gave up a curry bath to the elephant and all of that shit. That was it. The financial prosperity, the spiritual prosperity, that was it once we did that. Then what it was, Bobby was like, yo, I need a money ritual. I said, do the curry bath. He did that. He said, call me back. Said, your parents. Soon as I did that, my phone started ringing off the hook, dog. I'm like, yo, that curry bath is the most magical shit ever. Always works. People have just emailed me. You know what I'm saying? People have just emailed me. You know what I'm saying? And said, you know, yo, I did that curry bath and panicked. I went to another world. It did much. So that's what you do. That's what you
right.
do.
Right.
And before you get to, I don't know if you still got a question. I just want to give a shout out to Jesus Crystals, who's in the building. Much love. I'm glad you showed up, Jesus.
Glad you showed up, Jesus.
You know,
Crystal.
I love you, Jesus Crystals. I'm sorry you missed the beginning of the show, but again, we'll be back Sunday. My alchemical brother or sister. So mad love to Jesus Crystals, who took a kind of a joke. Last time, but it's all in love, Jesus Crystal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and if y'all want free links to all the shows I've done in the past, just email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. Do show links, and I'll send you all the shows. They're pretty much titled, and they're dated. So you got to go... When you ask me, Patty, what's the show you did about the fairy and the tree? Beats me. The best I could do is show you the link. You know what I'm saying? The best thing I could do is show you a link. So, but the New Year's show is where I drop the New Year's ritual. Or the Halloween show. It'll say rituals or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it has it in the title. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can get at me on Facebook. If you send me a friend request, I'm not just blindly answering it. Just send me a note on Facebook, not at Panic Pack, on Facebook and say, hey, Panic, friend up, and I'll easily friend up. I also have a group, Pan-Demon, on Facebook. Get there, because once you're there, I can send you updates. So I never really post in the group. I'm just telling everybody, I never really post in the group. You know, there's not much, I have too much other shit to do. But the group is there.
I'm on
that for information purposes.
Right.
Did you still have a question, brother?
Yeah, I do, man. And I'm on your Facebook.
Okay.
I don't get on there too much,
good.
Man. I'm not social,
good.
But just...
that's all good.
I'm about to set up some more altars, man. That altar information was very... Because I was getting conflicting energy because I do have everything mixed up, and there's no need to it because I got a lot of room. Mm-hmm.
In this particular time, I guess you might get a break if you start now. But if you can separate it now, I'm telling you, now more than ever is time. The spirit is telling me it's got to be separated now. You know what I'm saying? Because the way the energies are coming, they need that whole complete pantheon. or whatever you so choose to get from that pantheon, it needs to be together. So, yeah, that's the update on the altars.
Right, and thanks for that, bro. I was going to ask you, any good altars? I'm getting ready to set up a couple more. Any good energy out here right now that I could use right now?
Mm-hmm. Donna Summer.
I know you said that.
You know what I'm saying? Quasicultural, you know what I mean? That energy is there. Now, you got to remember what happened down here on Earth as humans will be the new mythology. So you got someone who's being called the queen of disco. They queen her, you know what I'm saying? They crown her.
Right.
So when she makes that transition, symbolically, if you can line it up with the energies that we know, Hathor, Neith, and all the rest of that. But those are the ones that know our plight because they were here.
Right.
Those, especially now, are the most powerful ones, the ones that made that transition. All that Don Cornelius, those are the ones. You get what I'm saying? They are now dealing in the God realm. You get what I'm saying? Now, any other energy, template energy, you know, Quasicultural, Neith, Hanuman. Hanuman is real active right now as well. There's been three monkey kids that were born that they're now worshiping. They're three kids that look like monkeys. They're worshiping them as Hanuman now over in India. But he's been coming through very, very hard. We also have Hulu Plus now. That's like Netflix. If those of you who have Hulu, $7.99, not really suggesting you get it unless you're a movie watcher, because it's just more. Netflix seems to be the best, but Hulu just has more. But on Hulu, with subtitles, they have the Ramayana, which is the story of Hanuman, Rama, and Sita. Depending on if you have that, just look for the Ramayana. The Ramayana is a very, now I get it, why Hanuman's been so active too. As Blue pointed out, we're about to get into this Venus, into this heart chakra. Hanuman, when he's kneeled, he opens up his chest, and in his heart, he shows Rama and Sita.
Yeah.
Rama and Sita, this is the greatest love story in mythology between Rama and Sita. It's from an older story of Soma and Tara. The moon god Soma kidnaps Tara and fleets his armies come to rescue her. In the Ramayana, Ravana, he kidnaps Sita, and Hanuman teams up with her mate Rama along with his brother Lakshmana fleets of armies to rescue Sita. And later on, this became Helen of Troy. They all came to rescue her, which is basically the feminine energy. So the Ramayana, if you read it, you would not be able to put this down. I read the Ramayana, and I'm not good on fiction, but it's in mythology. You wouldn't be able to put this shit down. I read this shit twice. And it's where you hear the most feats of Hanuman.
Yeah.
And he does this based upon the love of the feminine and masculine, Rama and Sita, which were incarnation of Vishnu and Lakshmi.
Mm-hmm.
Either earlier or later incarnations of Vishnu and Lakshmi. And Anchor Watts, which is one of the wonders of the world. I can't figure out how they have some capstones in it. Angkor Wat is a big monument that was overcovered by jungle, and the monkeys, or Hanuman, ruled it. When they found it, they uncovered it and found all these temples in this area. The size of two Manhattans is the size of Angkor Wat, and there's all these capstones, the same capstone that Lakshmi wears on her head or on top of the buildings. They cannot figure out how it got there. They ran into a guy who said he was here when the gods came down and built that. He said, if you think that's wonderful, that's built off the cow stables in heaven.
Mm. Mm.
Just the cow stables. He said he was here when Shiva, Osiris, he to different pantheons, came down and built Angkor Wat. It was dedicated to Sita, then later became dedicated to Lakshmi. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So this is so my love and prosperity. So Hanuman, in the time of Venus transit, with the heart chakra, Hanuman is big with dedication. Hanuman is also a Tahuti figure. Tahuti becomes the ape of Thoth. He's well-disciplined, and this is based upon the heart chakra. Based upon what we talked about earlier, your true science, your true discipline for this learning comes from your heart chakra with the mantra of, I just need to know. So Hanuman, without regard for himself, see, Hanuman becomes celibate and all this shit based upon his love for Rama and Sita. He dedicated his entire life. Even he becomes Hanuman the Elder for Rama and Sita. And this is based upon him giving up his own personal agenda. That's where you get into the reason that Blue was talking about versus this purity of heart. So he gives up his plight as king to become a servant of love, of the heart. You get what I'm saying? So that idea of I can get this and I can do that and I always was able to do that, you give that up. You get what I'm saying? Of who you were to become a servant of your heart. You get what I'm saying? Those two principles of coming together are love, that I need to know thing. You get what I'm saying? So that theme is not a light theme that we're talking about. That's one of the heaviest themes or the heaviest understanding that you can get into about this kind of thing. You get what I'm saying? The science of the heart chakra. Now, here's a good book on Hanuman. This is a must-have book. It is called Hanuman, An Introduction, by Devdutt Patanjali, and I'll spell it. First name, Devdutt, last name, Patanjali. Now, when Bobby actually, when we were in, I think it was East West Books, he picked it out and put it in my hand and told me to get it. He said, you need to buy this right now. Excellent. It goes through ABC of Hanuman. That's a must-have. And anything by that same author is excellent. He does one for Shiva. I think he does one for Durga. So anything, if you're trying to understand some Hindu shit, that's what you need to get.
Yeah.
So now, Hanuman, very important in this Venus transit, is going to help open the heart chakra. So that's another one that's been coming through as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Brother, I appreciate your information, man. That's valuable information. I hope I wrote down this author's name. I'm hoping somebody put it up in the chat room.
Yeah, or you can always download.
Let me say it again.
You can always
download. Yeah, you
download.
Can download, but yeah. I don't mind saying that one again because it's that important. His name is Devdutt. Last name is Patanjali. I don't mind saying because that's an important. I wouldn't mind saying that one again, because like I said, not just for the Hanuman, anything that guy has done. He did a book. I have another book on Ram, and they also call that. That's a form of Rama too. So he did a whole book on that, and the way he writes in a way of, you know, like damn near Dr. Seuss. Which means it's easy to understand and easy to deal with. He is not trying to lose you. You get what I'm saying? So
that's what I need. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get. Yeah, I mean that's always the best books. I don't care how advanced you are. You know,
right,
that someone
right.
explains it to you like you a child. That's the
right.
true meaning of breaking it
right.
down. So when you hear people beefing up language and call themselves teaching you,
right.
they're playing a game with you because what they're
right.
not doing is trying to teach you. They're trying to display for you something you don't understand and act is if they have a greater understanding than you will ever accomplish
right.
by using big words or what they
right.
seem,
wow.
or
right.
what they seem as big words. Shit we don't even use. That's another thing to look for. When someone is talking to you plain, that means first and foremost they understand what it is they're teaching you. That's why they can make it plain. And then they're really and then when they do that, they're really interested in you knowing what they know. That's why they
right.
make it plain or giving you the path to know whatever you're going to find out from the same source that they found it from. Always know that as well. So when you read books like that, you could all, you know, and you also read books where motherfuckers are talking some old ridiculous shit that don't even add, you know what I'm saying? That don't even, you know what I mean? And so in other words, you know, not saying you, I'm just saying for everybody, never feel you're getting lost or you're not at an understanding. Just, you got to think, these authors are just people, and it may just be another asshole who wrote that book, too. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of, see, Bobby Hemmett was good at that, and he went through so many books that he sifted out all the shit that ain't teaching nothing, or motherfuckers just running around popping off a lot of firecrackers, but ain't nothing in it, to authors that are scholars, that teach on a scholarly level, but make it plain for the everyday truth seeker. You get what I'm saying? And that's what you want. That's one of those authors there.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Ms. Clue, for your work. Thank both you guys.
Oh,
man.
You're welcome. You peace and love to you. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in.
Ready.
Yes, yes. Let me just say, somebody asked in the chat room, how many incarnations have I had?
Wait, I was gonna say something to that. Let me say something before you speak.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, let me tell you guys something. you don't even want to know. You don't even want to know what's really going on when it comes to that. I mean, and you can just think about this. I mean, this is what I do in the records and being in there. And I'm telling you, it's really some crazy stuff. Some real powerful crazy stuff.
I just want to say, first and foremost, you know, I some of these stories I have to tell about myself to put the information in the context. But it's, you know, and I understand. I really only feel comfortable saying, well, this is about me because it's the Remix Family. Like, if I was somewhere else, I would say this. My answer was, this ain't about me. You know what I'm saying? Because it really, and it still ain't about me. This shit is always about us. But I guess, I think I know why people are saying it, to put it in a context. I will say that, no, I haven't incarnated much here. If I did incarnate much here, it would not be
not
bad.
Here.
Not here. You know what I'm saying? I have incarnations, but in higher places where it ain't that much grief. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I said, I have I was asked to come. Remember, I said I was asked to come down here. When I got read by that Bob Lau, he said, you were asked to come down here, but you didn't want to come down here for nothing. He said, you had to be begged to come down here. So now that's number one. Coming down here, I don't know if I got all my incarnations, but I got a few relevant ones. I came at key points. I will say this. I wasn't here during the Middle Passage. I didn't go through the Middle Passage. That's one of the things I checked.
No.
A lot of what we call getting our bumps and bruises, I didn't get them here on Earth. I already had them based upon alchemy. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the slave trade and all that, I'm sorry to say, I missed out. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
You know, but key points to set up certain things with the Moors. I remember going to the museum before I was conscious when I had the Orisha girlfriend, and I vibrated with all the European furniture and shit.
Yeah,
and she thought something was wrong.
That.
Let's go to the African section, you sell out, nigga. I'm like, no, I was there. it was crazy. Even before I was conscious, I was like, I was there. I said, I remember sitting on this shit. Victorian, modern, middle age, Queen Elizabeth shit. I said, I remember that. I remember drinking tea with this shit. And she's like, look, motherfucker, that's from Europe, nigga. We supposed to be walking past this shit. I'm like, hold up. I slept in a bed like that. You know what I'm saying? With a pot under
me. Right.
And then come to find out when I did the Morris thing. So at key points, I know I was here, but a lot of things, the alchemy I was in, but then I've told this when C. Freeman L. died, he told me about incarnations versus there's another word that starts with an I, I'd never remember this word, but it's synonymous with avatar, meaning you actually don't incarnate, you actually send the avatar down to yourself. I send the avatar. Most conscious people send the avatar down. So you feel it just from this perspective, but your soul actually didn't incarnate in the body down here. So, I mean, but that's most of us, that stuff, and I only tell this story because you can find out all this stuff by yourself. That tool is there. That's what those readings that Blue does. to give you your first clue. Usually what comes through is your most powerful incarnation and your point.
Yeah.
Most of the incarnations that I found out was they were synonymous with work that led up to today.
Yeah.
And if I incarnated for some other reason to handle some side business, none of that comes up because that's exactly what it was. So you usually hear, I was a king and I was this and I was that, when you get those readings, because you're getting your most relevant energy. You know what I mean? You want to? Do you really want to pay for a reading? And they hear, well, you used to own a bookstore, and all you did was like, all you like was mint juleps. You know what I'm saying? You know, so all of that may be true, but ultimately, why you can't? There's a reason you came to Earth. You know what I'm saying? You came to Earth. So we dealing with the reason. So I I'm gonna tell you who I got with. I don't know if it'll work for you, Phyllis Hyman.
Oh yeah,
I got with Phyllis Hyman. She's one of the most powerful sisters.
You told me to get with her.
Like people say, I gave you look so sad on Earth. Yeah, because that's Queen Hathor, piece of Sophia in the universe. I would be a sad motherfucker on Earth too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I knew she. I'd be walking around here miserable, growling and spitting on folks. I would spit on people's hair if you know what you are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Beautiful. Yeah. What did we get when we asked if she committed suicide? She said no. And she said she had a boyfriend. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened. Before I was able to channel, Bobby loved Phyllis Hyman.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a channel, and he was saying the name. I can't remember the name, but all this is on tape. He was saying Bob, 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 Bob. So
you told
he was asking, I told this story, and of Bob, 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 because they asked if she committed suicide. She said no. And then later there was a sister and who knew Phyllis Hyman and knew her boyfriend, whose name was Rob. Whose name was Rob. And I'm not sure if it's Bob and Rob, but we're talking about that's the comparison. She said, you know the store called Atomic Wings? So, yeah, she said, yeah, that Phyllis Hyman paid for that. This nigga was really verbally abusive, really this, that, the other, and real aggressive like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the Bob and Rob, and I'll just leave it there because I ain't casting dispersions on this dude, but I think you know what it is. She said she did. Now, when Bobby got with her, she was still fucked up from Earth. So a lot he got her with other spirits. She was able to do this, that, the other. When I got with her, she was a fucking dynamo. I don't even want to tell you the kind of shit she did. But by the time he was at the end of this motherfucker, she showed me a straight vision. That shit looked like, you ever see The Mummy? Straight vision in cam for that whole week, I was nowhere. Who everybody was in Egypt. The only person I couldn't get was Brother Dawood. Everybody. I was walking in the goddamn magic store. So, I knew you were in Africa. Phil did this in camp. We had it was me, him in this priesthood. He was in this priesthood. Elijah Muhammad had a priesthood. Malcolm X, Father Allah, the Wu-Tang Clan was in that priesthood with Father Allah and them niggas. They studied chaos. We were sitting over here. We was in this. Our shit got flooded over. We used to do this. It was from Phyllis Hyman. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
very
I mean,
powerful.
Get with Phyllis Hyman. Get with her music. That's how you do it. She's a version of Hathor.
Yes. And the crazy thing is, I remember when you told me, Blue, Phyllis wanted to talk to you. And I didn't.
Right. But
I realized, though, just going back through in my life, because I really know that we have these markers there for a reason, I never really liked Phyllis Hyman music. In fact, it was just something about her that I really couldn't listen to her music. But, you know, I now understand what it was. It was just that connection for another time, as you would say. It was for another time. So my awareness to her was a little different. And then what happened is I realized that I had went to go visit my brother when he was in college. And I had did some real crazy things with my hair, had it dyed. You know how you experiment. I had all kind of colors. My hair was really long then, but I had all these different colors in there, things I was doing.
And my brother's girlfriend at the time used to go to a hairdresser, and she kept saying, I'm going to take you to my hairdresser, and we're going to let him, he's going to hook your hair up. He's great with color. He knows how to work with long hair. He's going to really hook your hair up. So my brother took me to the hairdresser. I get in the chair. As we're sitting in the chair, the hairdresser starts talking to me, and he turns me around, and I remembered this. He said, you know I'm Phyllis Hyman's hairdresser, right? Ooh. And he had all these pictures of Phyllis Hyman up on the wall. And so I called my brother back, and I said, dang, I said, I forgot about that, that Phyllis Hyman's hairdresser did my hair. And he was telling me, he said, ooh, he said, you know, you kind of remind me of Phyllis Hyman. I'm going to give you one of them updos, because we were going to some big play. He said, I'm going to give you one of these updos, and I'm going to do this and do that. But it was that marker, and it's crazy how I didn't really think about that. Like, it was one of those things that came back, but get into her music, Phyllis Hyman. I definitely went and got with her some really, really deep information. And I want to close out on this because we're going to get to the rest of the callers. We're about to go into the after hours. I think the phone lines are full, but if you want to get in, 646-652-2711 is the number to call for the rest of your questions with Brother Panic. No worries. If you don't get in today, you know we're going to be doing this Sunday night, and Brother Panic is going to be taking your occult questions on Sunday. So if we don't get you tonight, you can get in on Sunday. You can email Brother Panic. This is really the time. So whether it's the Earth Pack, the Love Pack, you know, because this love energy is coming online. And right now, just really being able to open yourself up on many different levels and bring all these things together into one. It is that merging. This is why the lineup is coming. To get yourself ready, so many tools, email Brother Panic, panicpack@hotmail.com. And also, just to close out on that, the Akashic Record readings have gone to a completely different level. I remember when I first started, you know, I think you guys all know how instrumental Brother Panic has been in that for me, and just really getting into the study and the book and really get into why you want to know and to build that foundation. So another show that I would encourage you guys to do, and for all of us to do, because we just never know when this information is going to be available for us or not, is to download. Don't wait until something happens, because we're doing all of this for free, that you don't have access to it. Download all the shows. So when you need it, you can get it. You can email Panic to get that list if you want to do that. You can go straight to right here on the remix and download. You can go over to iTunes. Just set up a time on your iPod or whatever. Just go ahead and download. Just download it all. Just download it all so you can have it. The information is there for you. Anybody that you can think of has been on this platform. Any subject you can think of. Between, if we just take Bobby and Panic alone coming on the remix, and myself, we got you covered. It is something there for you. We got you covered. Definitely. I can't even remember how many pages you said we had that you did, the shows you did.
Oh, no, no. Like, I'll tell you right now. I have just pages of links. There's no synopsis. Each of two lines. And I'll tell you what we're up to now. Just two lines of each from top to bottom. Right. Nothing but the like, let's say, Brother Packer, Q&A, George Zimmerman, fuck up, and then the link. We up to, hold on, I'm going to tell you where we up to.
Oh, wow.
Well, up to 11 pages of links.
Wow. 11
just links.
Pages.
Just links.
Just think about the
just
hours
say no,
upon hours upon hours. We get so many emails from brothers and sisters. There's not a continent out there I don't think we haven't touched. From China, Japan, from all parts of Africa, New Zealand. I mean, when I'm getting people emailing me from Prague, you guys, from Czechoslovakia, listening, Amsterdam, listening to the remix, listening to these shows. when people are telling me that they're in international airports in Dubai and they walk across somebody and they see the Remix logo on their iPod and they're listening to the Remix?
Right.
Really?
Right.
Really? You guys.
Oh, no, it's definitely big. It's definitely big.
It is.
There's niggas typing me for Panic Pack that don't even speak in. Me, I, they, oh, okay, Panic Pack. I'm like, what? I just sent
it in
the link.
The Panic Pack has been all over the world, and the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, like the company that is even sending it out, is looking at some of these addresses like, oh, my God, what do you do? You know, but there's
right.
over a million Remix listeners. And so
right.
know that everyone is doing their work. This is the time, you know, for us to be sort of coming together, bringing that collective consciousness just to the next level, because we're the ones to do it by doing the work that we do. So we're going to keep
right.
going. I want to remind you guys, email Brother Panic, reach out to him. You know how to do that. Also, email me. The Akashic Record readings have been off the hook. Anybody who's got one lately is going to tell you. It has. It's gone to a whole nother level. So you can always email me for that or any of the readings at questionforblue@gmail.com. Get the Kim deck, the Know Your Magic deck, and it actually came out to be Kim, as in Kimmit. It has a lot of melanin in it. You guys know, missblueblast.com/cards. Everybody got it. You guys are going to get it. We'll be back Sunday night doing this. We're going to keep going in the after hours with Brother Panic. Press 1 once you get on the phone line so that we know you're here. If you have a question for Brother Panic as we continue right here, live in the Remix. It's so many updates, and Brother Panic is bringing them all to you. So if I don't see you guys on the flip side, download, download, download.
Yes, yes. Remember, we'll be back Sunday. This is part 2 of the weekend update.
That's
Sunday.
It, weekend update. All right, you guys, 13 seconds and counting. Much love, warm spirit, you guys. Peace and love. Don't forget to get with Donna Summers. You want to get the 4 Seasons of Love album. You want to get that and get with that Donna Summers energy. So we're going to keep going. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 508. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing? This is Barry. I'm calling from Boston this week. I spoke to you a week before last, and I was down in Atlanta.
Okay. Greetings
to you.
You got a question for Brother Panic?
Yeah, just quickly, I got it on the tail end of that curry bath. How does that work again now?
I explained to you, you might want to download, cause, you know, we just repeated it. I'll make it real quick. It's a money ritual.
Okay.
You need the elephant Ganesha. If you can't get Ganesha, just get a big elephant. And basically what you're going to do is fortify him with curry for money. So you give him a curry bath, let him soak overnight. You burn curry, lay out curry, make it a curry theme. Any idea you could think about curry, you do it for him and money will come immediately. But like I said, for more information, just download the show, you know what I mean, where I go into detail on it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate your help.
Yes, sir. No problem, bro.
Okay.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 757. 757, you're live in the Remix.
Peace, this is me and Brother Tangy. Good evening.
Peace.
Hi. Hi. I have a question. I want to say, and this is Jocelyn Empress Ahati in the chat room. I want to just ask, I want to say maybe a few weeks or so before the lecture, I went on the occult website that you have, and I was listening to that series that you had for about Aleister Crowley. And for some reason, I was just like, I don't want to deal with Aleister Crowley. I don't want to mess with Crowley. But I went ahead and listened to it, and I don't remember which clip it was, but whoever was narrating, because I was at work, so I couldn't watch it, but whoever was, you know, doing the documentary mentioned something about coronazone.
Coronazone, yeah.
Okay, and immediately I started seeing like this black substance. It was like a ooze, kind of like a tar, and this deity was rising up out of it, and she was kind of screaming and yelling and everything, you know, making a whole bunch of noise and everything. And I'm standing there looking, and all this is happening at work. I'm standing there looking at her like, okay, you know, when you finish, okay, let me know when you finish. So after, it was kind of like as she was just kind of testing me to see if I was going to be scared or anything. But she ended up turning into like this kind of like bat-winged deity. And I keep saying she because I didn't realize until later that it was a female energy. So after she, you know, kind of formed herself, I noticed she had wings like a bat. And she went up, came back down with two other female deities. One had hands that had fire in her hands, like those kind of warming fur coats that women wear with the hands in them, but it was out of fire. And then the other deity, she was in red, and the other deity was in white, and she had a lightning bolt in her hand. And I don't know, this might be kind of a crazy question, but I don't know what to ask them. I don't want to ask them for any crazy mundane stuff.
First and foremost, that was your energy. Phone is also activated that in you. So that's something that's risen up in you. When you see red and white, those are two polarities of, well, the root and the crown, but sperm and blood, which those two should be mixed into that one. They do that around the maypole. They mix red and white. You'll see in a lot of old rituals, they'll do red and white. The men will wear white, the women will wear red, representing the blood and the sperm. So that red and white, that deity in the middle, the bat, the bat also represents your pineal too. The wings. That's Dracula becomes the bat representing the pineal. So what you seen was you listened to that Crowley shit. Something in that Crowley energy activated something in you. Probably you ain't want to deal with it because of exactly that. So something's keeping you back from it, which means you probably a lot of Crowley's work, you probably did a lot of that work in another lifetime.
Yeah.
You need to understand this too. Crowley was just a vessel. Crowley was a nigga. The end.
Yeah.
He said in one of his books, "What is this wretched body I have incarnated in?" Meaning, what you got to understand as well is that Crowley kept 75% of the magical apparatus going on this planet. Everything in the occult has a Crowley reference. You get what I'm saying? And if for no other reason, just the mere fact that people are interested or that it still exists like it does exist for us today is because of Crowley. So that was his work. I wouldn't say people have, but you wouldn't necessarily get into Crowley's work and duplicate it and actually become special. And in fact, and it's on that documentary, you see he actually failed at a lot, if you really want to get down to it. His most success was the Book of the Law, which is followed today like a Bible, when he went to the desert and channeled AWAS. And he found his name was Ankh Nakhunsu. But he channeled the deity AWAS, which was a Horus of the future, or angel of the future, that told him that we're coming into the Aeon, or the age of Horus. You get what I'm saying? In other words, that was our age. That was our age of rising up, of us as conscious people. That was what was coming in. So that was his biggest success. And even on that documentary, they talk about how he tried to channel all these demons and do all these rites, but nothing really happened. You get what I'm saying? Even one of the other things he channeled along with McGregor Mathers was the Goetia, but he never really activated them. Beyond coming with the symbol, what they mean, never really activated them. But he kept the subject of magic in the air. Now, he did a lot of work with Kabbalah, but later on people interpreted a lot of his Kabbalistic work, which is considered the core of Western magic. You know what I'm saying? So he did a lot of that work, But even still, you know, nothing was accomplished, but the information being there. Most people took his work and have done things with it. You know what I'm saying? For instance, one of his Babylonian rites, where he did make contact with a deity called Lamb, and he shut that down. And he Then there were two others that came after them who was in his OTO that started doing the Babylonian rites. He kicked them out. That was the dude, L. Ron Hubbard, who started Scientology as we know it today, and the other dude who was an astrophysicist or something, the dude who made jet fuel, who's dead. He kicked them out and said, y'all shouldn't be fucking with this Lamb Gateway. So a lot of what he did, and there's a guy, he came on Blue's show, who took over Crowley's group in a later day.
Lon Milo Duquette. Yeah.
Yeah, called Lon Milo Duquette. And Lon Milo Duquette, he does a lot of books. In fact, one of Crowley's biggest books and hard to read is Crowley's Thoth to Row. Lon Milo Duquette wrote a book called Understanding Crowley's Thoth to Row.
Yeah,
but Lon Milo Duquette does a good job of demystifying a lot of Crowley. For instance, Crowley would say, I die 1,000 times and all of this. Now, what Lon Milo Duquette would tell, any occultist would know, but what Lon Milo Duquette would tell was, see, when you say something like that in 19, whatever it was he was in, that's shocking, you know what I'm saying? So, but what he was talking about was ejaculation, the true death, you know what I'm saying? So you, all he was talking about was his sperm, basically. So, and then Crowley was also the type, once he had a motherfucker scared, would do a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, to scare him. So Crowley was just somebody who was bold to talk about the shit we take for granted now. You get what I'm saying? If I was talking the shit that I was talking and there was a little bit of fame on it, I would be the Crowley of that day at that time. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
And you would not see me as that spooky, weird, anything. We would just be talking science. But in a time when nobody's ready to hear nothing like that, it would be something out of control. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
okay.
Crowley tried to keep people at bay, but actually, there's very few things that he's actually done that's actually successful. Every other thing that he wrote on the subject of a cult, then people could take it and run with it. You get what I'm saying? But he still was dealing with some heavy shit. But everything he was dealing with is yours by nature. So it's
right,
not really
right.
Crowley when you deal with chronozone, he's he's an Osiris figure, but what's the dude from Saturn? It's a Saturn in a, like Kronos as well. It's a Saturn energy. So basically, or Baron Zombie, you know what I mean? So it's that energy. You activated that in you. You get what I'm saying?
So is there any connection with what you just said about Saturn and Kronos and all that
to the ninth realm?
What is the ninth realm? What is that?
Saturn is considered a form of completion. That's the number nine. Saturn is Satan. Saturn is the pineal gland. Saturn is death. Saturn is the bones. Saturn is probably one of the biggest things you could get with in the occult. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The whole movie Lord of the Rings is about the Eye of Saturn. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The Eye of Saturn. So no, Death with Captain Hook is Saturn. You get what I'm saying? Kronos is Saturn. You get what I'm saying? Saturn is a Titan, not a planet. So when you look at Kabbalah, there's above and below the abyss. Below the abyss are the planets. Above the abyss are the titans, older than the gods. So Saturn is a titan. It's older than the gods. We are Saturn. You get what I'm saying? The gods are the planets later. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Later. So,
I asked that about the ninth realm because from time to time, they each, since it's three of them, they each have three eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, okay, the ninth realm.
You tapped in to your energy. One of the most important things to do, and you said this, but let me say this to you. You talk to them like you're having a regular conversation because it's men but niggas. So you don't need to come, and I ask you and you of these.
Right.
Come. Don't do none of that. You're like, yo, what the fuck y'all want? You know, what y'all want? Tell me something I don't. Just say, tell me something I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's
you don't
right.
need to say, tell me something I don't know. Instead of trying to find out what you don't know and ask them, you say,
right.
could you tell me something that I do not know?
Right.
You
understand?
Okay.
Okay.
Share wisdom that I do not know. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Tell me something. Tell me something that can help me.
Right. And just be open to it. And, you know, like Panic said, just be open to it. And then
okay.
It'll move you beyond the obvious. Like looking
beyond
the symbol. It's going to go beyond you saying the three eyes equal nine. It's not going to be any of that. It's
right,
really
right,
going to be.
Right, right,
that was
right.
One of the exercises that Panic would always tell me to do. Go find out something about this that hasn't been discovered. See, you can find that. You can do
right.
that correspondence.
Right, right.
A lot
right,
of the
right.
things that come back, you can't explain it. Like, wow. Like,
yeah. Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
why tell me a magical story, which your story you just
right.
told is quite magical, then try to
right.
refer to books to explain that. You can
right.
just
exactly.
refer to books and had no magical story. You want
right.
to be saying, I need to hear you say, guess what happened, Panic, when I said this and asked them that.
Right.
Tell us something we don't know. A lot of this shit is just really about confidence and knowing, having a mindset. You know, people just really just don't have the mindset to understand what you're doing here. What you're doing
yeah.
here, you trying to contact. Wayne Chandler said this shit the best. Somebody
oh,
said,
yeah.
I could do this. I could do that. I could do that anytime
he
I
said,
want.
What are you doing
Wayne
here?
He said, well, what are you doing on the phone here? You should need to go do that shit now. You
That's
know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
Meaning, if you went to a point, like, fuck Crowley, fucking cold lectures, fuck all that bullshit. If you opened
right.
up demons and dragons,
That's right.
and women with guns,
you
shit,
doing all of that?
You
yeah.
it.
Go
you
get
it.
It. Go get it.
Now
right.
all you need to do is just go insane with them. And, like, you got to
yes.
remember, it's you. So the relationship should be casual. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Most
very
people
casual.
Start getting official with. Most people start getting official.
Mm-hmm.
Just get very casual with it, like you know what I'm saying? What y'all niggas want to eat? You get what I'm saying? You'll feel a craving. Be a fucking
mm-hmm.
honey bun. Go eat a honey bun. Like, you got to know how they speak to you. They speak to you. You'll just if you're doing this, you got a craving for M&Ms. Go feed yourself some M&Ms because you feed
right.
those demons. Or if they tell
That's
you to,
right.
you know, stop eating M&Ms. Then stop eating M&Ms. You get what I'm saying? So, or drink that, do that, go to the park. I really want to take
right.
a bike ride. I really want to get on some rollerblades or some blue blockers. Do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the craziness you need to get into because that's
right.
feeding those deities that you raised up in the. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
And Blue's absolutely right. Like, all of that should be a side effect. 5 plus 4 minus 7 equal 2. 9 is the
right.
of Taurus. And Gemini's moon over the rising sun. That shit sound real
yeah.
fancy, but at the end of the day, you still got a whole bunch of niggas sitting around waiting for another lecture talking
right.
that shit. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
The idea is for me and Blue to come on the radio and nobody show up.
Right.
Wow.
that's when the
that's
job
it.
Is well done.
That's when it's
that's
done.
When, that's
oh,
when it's done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's when it's done. Because, like, you still showing up talking about Mercury in transit of retrograde that, you know, all of that shit is good and nice, but you need to make it mean something for you or mean something for
yeah.
the, whoever the fuck you run in your mouth and telling that shit to. Make it mean
right.
something. What can I do? Well, here's what you could do. All that Venus in transit, you ain't got to look out your window, put on some fucking Hot Stuff by Donna Summer.
Right.
You know what
That's
I'm
right.
saying?
That's right.
Bad Girls by Donna Summer. Get into some disco shit. You can
yeah.
dance your way through this shit to line up
That's
with it.
Right.
Music,
That's
the
right.
music, they tell you, music is what? The universal language. You want
That's
to talk
it.
To what's going on, you get into that universal language.
Get into the music. That's
get
why
your,
we
go,
always.
Go get that goddamn Billy Cyrus and do the achy breaky. Go get into some achy breaky shit tonight.
Achy breaky heart.
Some achy breaky heart shit. You know what I'm saying? Get into that achy breaky heart. So, like, you know, so that's, you know, that's the main point. You want to play with it. It's yours. It's yours to play with. Don't
right.
treat it foreign, because it's going to be foreign
it.
If you treat it foreign. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to it. Shit. That's like saying getting up and I don't know what to, I look in the mirror and don't know what to say to myself. That don't
right.
even, that won't even add
yes.
up. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know
yeah.
you know the hell you shouldn't have been wearing them goddamn shoes today, or you should have ran a comb. You should have ran a comb through your hair. A little bit, you should have ran that comb through your hair just a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying? You know that. So anything you're saying, like I said, it's good. You don't sound scared of anything. And that's,
right.
that's
and
a
that's
big thing, too.
I think
don't
sometimes I tend to try too hard instead of just relaxing with it.
Yeah,
it becomes neurotic. And everything with the spirit, that's what we talked about earlier, you think from the heart, not from the brain. When you think from the brain, you think from your ego. And your brain and your ego and your conscious mind is the biggest player haters on the planet.
Oh, my God.
That's in the movie Revolver.
I watched that movie like 10 times. I finally watched that movie about a week ago. I watched
that
movie 10 times. It messed me up when he got to the elevator on the 13th floor. I said, damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even when Ray Liotta came out with them clothes, Ray Liotta represented this thing he had to get back, and that was only ego. So when Ray Liotta came with no clothes and he didn't do anything, it represented that the emperor has no clothes, or your dressed up ego has no power. It's only the power that you give it, and that's your brain. That's your brain. That's why he was up in the elevator and had to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Liotta was in the elevator at the top. It represented your gray matter brain. You get what I'm saying? When he came down, it represented the heart. You get what I'm saying?
And him falling down the stairs was so symbolic.
Yeah,
him being afraid to take the elevator the first time.
Yeah,
it was really blowing my mind the whole first time I watched it. I had to watch it over and over again. I was like, wow, this really is.
What you
want
to do is listen to the shit that Andre Benjamin was saying. He said, even the other dude, Big Pussy from The Sopranos, the two dudes.
Your
enemy is closer than you think.
You're going to make me hang up and go watch it again.
Yeah, off the hook. He said, your enemy is closer than you think.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If you want to see another movie, watch Fight Club about the ego. Fight Club. I give you movies all day. Watch Fight Club about the ego. Fight Club has Brad Pitt, and Edward Norton. Fight Club, masterful. Masterful. What's his name? Guy Ritchie just got into it. That's why that movie was so obvious. Mr. Gold was just nothing but God. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't fuck up Gold's money. You know, I ain't watched that in a while. He said, your enemy is closer than you think. They were talking about your own brain. So when you're seeing all of this magical shit happening, your brain is your enemy telling you 5 + 4 - 7 = 2. So it's trying to look for reason. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
And in Crowley's book, I can't remember the slogan, but it says such and such, let them die with the dogs of reason. Meaning, in this new aeon, if you're using reason to figure any of this out, you are dead. None of what you should be doing should be reasonable. Meaning your brain should not be able to deal with any of what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it
should be absolutely positively unreasonable to you. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Another movie, just another metaphysical movie you should watch called The 13th Floor. It was The Matrix before The Matrix. You should watch Dark City.
Dark City.
Matrix before The Matrix. In fact, some of The Matrix used some of the set from Dark City. When she was running across the rooftops, that was the set from Dark City about these entities that stay over you. Just if you want to see metaphysical movies, I wish I still had my – I moved my movies all around so I can't just go to where I have them.
And we'll do a show on that maybe one night, do a movie list like
movie
we did
list.
A book list.
That was good. You know something?
We'll do a movie
I'll
list.
I'll do that. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I will do that.
We'll do a movie list.
Yeah, because there's being John Malkovich about the ego. That's a good show. I break down a little synopsis of each of them shits. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. We definitely do
that.
I was going to do that a while. I was going to do that a while.
I think I got some other callers.
We're winding down now. What's that movie with Mickey and Mallory? One of the baddest kundalinis ever.
Not the killers. Is it the killers?
Natural born killers.
Natural born killers.
Highly metaphysical movie. Niggas just thought that shit was about shooting. There was Mickey and Mallory represented the two kundalinis. They had the two snake rings. They went to the heart chakra with when they went in that store with the snake bite juice with kundalini.
Oh yeah,
he got
got
bitten by a snake, and they went on. They shot him in the heart. At the, I mean, one night I was just going through all of that shit. Every they went through every chakra in that. And like I said, we'll do a whole show. I'll just put together an ill list. You know what I'm saying?
That'll be nice. That'll be nice.
We'll do a whole
that's going to be really, really, yeah, that's going to be what's up. We'll definitely
we'll do a whole movie show.
That'll be
hot stuff.
I'll
go into it. That should be a title for.
Yes.
Black Swan.
Oh, yeah, the Black Swan. I mean, gosh, I think almost every movie is, but that is. But then just really breaking down,
some of them are going for the metaphysics, and some, but each, you can find mythology in all of them because you can't tell a story without basic mythology. And even if they don't know mythology, they go to Shakespeare, which is still a cult, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
which is still a cult, so they'll go to Shakespeare, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But,
children's movies, you know,
they're doing the training in that motherfucker. Them penguin movies, if you ain't figure out them, was Arthur and the Invisibles was off the hook. The Incredibles off the hook. Incredibles was, that's the story of the nigga family. You know what I'm saying? They go to Earth and lose their superpowers. They go to Earth and come on. That was niggas all day. Just saying lines in that motherfucker that you just had to say. Well, goddamn, stop talking about me. He's like, this is an exercise. He went to work and said, yo, this is an exercise in mediocrity. When this nigga was going to work, or something, I'm like, yo, crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's a lot of that Chronicles of Riddick, badass guy.
Oh, yeah.
I did a write-up on that shit. Alien versus Predator, the one with Sana Lathan, off the hook.
Yeah.
Army of the 12 Monkeys, Demiurge. Army of the 12 Monkeys, Demiurge story.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, when we do the show, I'll go through I'll go through the science of them. You know what I'm saying? But, this is chronic crazy. We used to do that shit. Children of Men, they went through it. The black woman, there's a movie called Children of Men. It wasn't popular. But the black woman was the last woman on Earth that could have a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It's like a lot of movies.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I'm just looking. I'm going to go through all the King Kong. The niggas can't get past that this dude going ape shit over a white girl. But she represented the soul, and he represented the animal version. So when she went to the island, she had to go. Remember, she was in Manhattan, and nothing was happening for her.
And nothing was happening.
She needed her aggression. She needed the animal side of her, the beast. So she had all that white. She was reading a book called Isotopes. They wrote a red chakra book to this island, get caught. Each time she would talk and yell, he would yell. When he got with her, he was dazzled by her, but you think it's the white girl, but it was actually, he was realizing his soul. So when he came back, he didn't have a place there. Long story short, Empire State Building was is on 33rd Street. That's the 33rd degree Mason, the spine. They didn't say the airplanes, I said the planes got him. He went to the top of the building. He had to fall like the beast. She had to get mad. We'll go through. They was running. From the dinosaurs that represented the kundalini energy. All through that. You know, so, we're going through. I'm just looking at random. Altered States was off the hook. Hellboy. Especially the second Hellboy. They had all the elements. Hellboy was off the hook. They did a whole kundalini thing. When his hand unlocked and shit, that energy went up and that black thing was coming down. The second one was ill. You had Hellboy represented fire. You had the Sandman who represented air. You had Abe who represented water.
And you, no, Hellboy represented Earth. That's why he was so big and throwing shit around. And the girl represented fire. So you had the four elements, which are lockdown, trying to keep occult science hidden. So they're telling you these four, the four prisons. They go through what? I'm just looking at regular, like the Prestige had science in it. G.I. Joe, they dropped. I'll show you a book where William Henry Occultus tells you everything about that suit. He breaks down this whole suit that they got based upon nanotechnology, which is melanin technology. And they showed that same suit in G.I. Joe. When the niggas put on that suit, they was running and jumping and all of that. I'll show you a cultist that was breaking down that suit and that they got that shit right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They got it right now. Godzilla had science in it. The Village by M. Night Shyamalan. Whole shocker story all the way through that. Yeah, we're going to go through these motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Silent Hill.
It's going to be movie night for real.
K-Pax. Star Wars. Yeah, there's shit up in here. Batman Begins. and I want to say, of course, the X-Men.
Yeah, the Avengers. You know, Green Lantern. Mm-hmm.
Right, some of those. I mean, where they went hard with, you know, hard with the science.
Not the yeah.
The
mask.
What's that other?
Jim Carrey, the mask. Somebody said, don't forget.
Oh yeah. Somebody, they had science in that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, they had the obvious science. Like you,
right?
They did it. You had to, because they put the African shit up in it. But, like, I'm sure the hidden occult shit, you know what I'm saying? Not to take away from the mask, but they dropped in it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, they did. They really did.
That other one, War of the Worlds, that was ill when
the
aliens came out. And they had a comedic headpiece.
Dropping.
That shit that I have to watch it again. That shit that Tim Robbins was saying to Tom Cruise about we need to go underground and become them.
And, yes.
That shit was heavy. We need to become what they became. You know what I'm saying?
What is the movie where the guy is in this box? And I just seen this movie not too long ago. And his body, he's not real. But he has to keep doing it over and over again to get it right. And they're on the train. He has to discover who's blowing
Source code.
That's my movie.
Now, I didn't watch it. I've seen a little bit of it in the hotel.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, I didn't realize that it was metaphysical, that they kept him trapped in the body in that reality and just kept it. So I'm gonna watch it now. I'm gonna study it now. But yeah, I seen it was ill.
I'm not even gonna say anything. I really want to.
Yeah, I'm
going to
watch it.
You're going to enjoy that. You're going to enjoy that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it, but you know, I ain't had no flat screen in the hotel, so I just like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to watch this shit, you know what I'm saying? I already have it. I just never watched it yet. You know what I'm saying?
That's
a
great one.
Watch that shit. Yeah, so there's a lot of shit.
It's so
I didn't realize it was that metaphysical. The Last Planet of the Apes, Off the Hook, one of the best stories ever.
That's the best one, yeah. I thought it was good, too, yeah.
Best, you know, nigga story ever, you know what I'm saying? You know, so there's a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, that's going on.
Yeah, it's so much.
I'm going to go through it and do it.
This is what we're going to do because everybody I know, Sunday night, you're going to be coming back. Monday, for most people, is going to be a holiday. We got a 3-day weekend, 3 days to know your magic. So Sunday night, we'll be doing this show. Really going back in. Brother Panic's going to be doing Q&A, and we'll go from there. So I'm going to let you close us out. You guys need to get to Donna Summer. I've been jamming her. Let's see her Love to Love You. We played that earlier last week. Maybe we can close out with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, yes, and we'll be back with more Donna Summers. Now, let me say this to you. I guess we're going to close it out, like you said. Of course, we'll be back Sunday, and I just want to let everybody know, I want to reiterate what's going on. We had a big lineup, and that big lineup is opening up the Pineal in a big way, from Energy from Palladium, yeah, which is your spiritual evolution and ascension. That gateway has opened up. A lot of things are going on. Venus in transit, mm-hmm, and which is happening June 5th, I believe, or 6th, mm-hmm, or 7th, either way. A lot of this has to do with Donna Summer and the summer solstice coming up, her album Four Seasons of Love. The solar flares that are happening now from the sun are from deep in the sun, and we haven't been, they are now communicating with us. These last 2004, 8 years, the next Venus transit, 2012, is happening now. This will be the transit of communication on the cosmic level. 2004 was the transit of communication on the network level. That gave rise to MySpace, Facebook, Blog Talk, YouTube.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For conscious folks, now it becomes cosmic. Now more than ever, you need to have your pineal gland up and open. Now more than ever. If you have an issue,
yeah,
with it, if you want a shortcut, then you need to get you a panic pack. PANICPACK. Now more than ever. Stop fucking playing with yourself. This is what you need to do. Also, L.A. Banks came through. L.A. Banks is a writer, a sister, and,
yeah,
has been on the remix. She's made the transition. She came through telling us now, we need to start creating magical entities. There's a book, Creating Magical Entities. How you activate them on the level that we need them, you have to add a mythology to them. And go back, listen to the show as I speak on that. Email me if you're interested in classes, if you're in the Atlanta area primarily. If not, maybe we'll do some on the web, but you need to email me for magical classes. Let me know there's an interest in that. Also, email me, AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. Let me know what's going on with the lectures. If you're ready to get some of these lectures back going, show me the interest, because we're looking at Wayne next. I'm in the new house and settling down. This is on.
All right, you guys. That's going to do it for us. We're going to go ahead and close out. We're going to be back Sunday night with Brother Panic right here live in the remix. If you guys like this show, go ahead and like it. If you love it, and leave a comment. Leave a comment anywhere that you can leave a comment, that you can find the remix, Facebook, Twitter, here, wherever. Send us an email. Let us know. We look forward to connecting with you guys back on Sunday night. Until then, know your magic. Peace and love, everybody. And we'll see you Sunday night. So peace and love.
Peace.
Peace. All right, everyone. Peace.